Bus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. It was a big day in the association yesterday. We'll start with news of a big trade last night as the Milwaukee Bucks are trading Giannis Antetokounmpo to the Miami Heat along with Bobby Portis Jr. In return, the Bucks will receive Tyler Hero, Kel-El Ware, Jaime Jaquez Jr., and Kasperis Jakachonis and 3 first-round picks. Before the Giannis news dropped yesterday, the Dallas Mavericks announced they're hiring Michigan coach Dusty May as their new head coach. The Wolverines are promoting Mike Boynton Jr. to interim head coach, and on the diamond, the Guardians lost to the White Sox 6-5 in Chicago, while the Reds lost at home to the Milwaukee Brewers 2-1. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty and get a cash offer today. 614-472-000. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Welcome to T-Bone and Tybus. Can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun.
Go, go, go!
Featuring producer Dylan.
Who are the 5 best rappers of all time?
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tybus.
Welcome in. Happy Tuesday to you. What's up? I'm T-Bone. He is Tybus. Good morning, Tybus.
Good morning.
How are you?
You know, I feel kind of bad.
I'm
going to tell you why. Because
why
this morning, so my alarm goes off. I get up. I get myself together. And as I'm walking out of the bedroom, I hear crying.
Oh, yeah.
Screaming and crying.
Oh, baby tsunami.
Yeah. And I felt bad, but I had to go.
Yeah, I know, because you got to go to work.
There's nothing I could do. I got to leave. So I felt bad. My wife had to get up and take care of that.
I understand the conflict always. I have many a time as my, you know, children are screaming, wife is making dinner. We got a whole bunch of other stuff going on in the house. And I'm like, sorry. Daddy's got something riding on this 3-game parlay here today, so I gotta, you know, gotta watch it for work, baby. It's like
you sweat your bets.
No, I don't do that.
That's a Dylan thing.
I made dinner last night. Everybody hated it, but I made it
what
last night.
We had breakfast for dinner.
So did we?
What? French toast.
Oh, this what a waste. That's my hot take. By the way, it's Hot Take Tuesday.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
You know that. Playing the intro. I hate breakfast for dinner because you don't often get dinner for breakfast. So now that takes a meal away where I can have good, savory dinner options. Now we're throwing them in at 5. We're throwing breakfast in at 5-6 o'clock in the evening. Get out of here with that. I don't need that. But I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
It was French toast, though.
That's fine. It's acceptable to eat French toast like now. 6 o'clock in the morning if you want to. You can have it now. Well, very few people are happy if you come in and you're like, great, we have chicken piccata. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning. No, not doing that. You're wasting a meal that you could have the good stuff at dinner. Instead, you got to eat some. Anyway, was it good? Did you enjoy it?
What did you make, Tebow?
Oh, I made
salads.
I made a pineapple chicken with some soy sauce and ginger.
That
and
sounds good.
Yeah. What's the garlic you put in there? Yeah, I forget the whole mixture.
Was the pineapple and chicken inspired by my Firebirds experience, or is that coincidental?
I forgot that you, I don't mean this in a bad way. I forgot that you did that. It was a TikTok video I got from one of the like people who cooks food who made, this woman had made pineapple chicken skewers for the grill, and I was like, that's cool, but I don't feel like getting the grill out, so I just made it kind of in a pan. I made the chicken and I put the sauce in there and then just served it over white rice. I thought it tasted good. My wife thought it tasted good. The kids were all like, it's got spices and flavor in it. So nobody ate it. So that was good.
My dinner.
Gonna get them hot dogs and mac and cheese.
My haters in the YouTube chat are going to love my dinner from last night because my daughter made it on a griddle that my girlfriend bought me for Father's Day.
Ooh,
so again, your boy does nothing. In an effort to get a meal.
My girlfriend got me nothing for Father's Day, so that's too bad. I feel like I got gypped on that one because I didn't get anything. Breaking news.
But Gianna, we were making breakfast for dinner, and she caught some stray grease right in the arm.
Oh, that's tough.
And I was like, this is the price of eating bacon, Gianna. Learn it young.
Yeah. I have ruined
it's
so
not
many.
Worth it. Get you a turkey patty, turkey sausage.
I said
patty.
Maybe when you're a little taller, you can like lean over and you don't have to stand right over it. But right now, if you're going to make the bacon,
yeah,
you got to deal with the potential consequences.
Yeah, you're too close to, especially like, you're almost like eye level for bacon grease to hit. Yeah, that's tough, man. Yeah, I had to get an apron. Because I've had so many shirts ruined by like grease flying off the pan and hitting my shirt, and it's like
that's just war paint. That's though. There.
Don't it, I know? But when you have a shirt that like I'm already fat, so I don't need grease stains on it because everybody already assumes I'm a giant slob. Which I mean, I don't have any reason to dissuade them, but that having a big stain on your shirt doesn't look good when you're a big fat guy. When you're skinny for whatever reason, it's like that guy probably meant to do that. See, I feel like as a fat guy, I get judged. This is another hot take for Hot Take Tuesday. So. Tyvus is already in the chat. Why are you in the chat, like, talking with people about?
I was listening. Z-Dog said, Hot Take Tuesday, Jaylen Brown will be traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers before the draft tonight. And I was saying that needs to happen, but I believe that this is one of those off seasons where the Cavs will be rumored and everything. You know, Dan Gilbert's come out and said he's committed to making this team better. So the Cavs will be rumored in every all-star that will potentially be traded, and they will not get any of them.
I like how you seem annoyed that I interrupted your typing with the guys in the chat when you're like, oh, sorry, I was getting back to it. Sorry, I had work to do here. You could tell us what he said in the chat and then respond to him on the radio like you just did. That's what we could do.
Tyvus, how would you feel if the Cavs traded...
Does it make?
It makes a difference because everybody hears this.
They don't. No, they don't.
They don't hear you talking.
They do not.
That's the difference.
You wasn't talking to me. You want me to interrupt you and Dylan? How rude.
You're supposed to be a part of our conversation.
Yeah, sorry, Dylan. We were apparently boring him. I'm so sorry, Tyvus. We were trying to have a conversation.
I'm trying to be respectful and let y'all two have your conversation.
He's like, man, when am I going to be done? I can get back on here and talk about something I want to talk about. I know what you want to talk about. Yeah, I know the number one thing you want to talk about
how
today.
How would you feel if the Cavs traded Evan Mobley and didn't net Giannis?
That's dumb.
All right.
That would be dumb.
Okay.
I want it to happen now. I want Evan Mobley to be involved in the trade this offseason.
No, they're not going to trade. They better not trade Evan Mobley. They all better not.
Well, not after all they've said about how great they think
Correct.
He is.
Correct. Why would you do that?
For those who are not aware, tonight is the NBA draft. And I say that because I think 90% of our audience is probably not aware that that's the case. But for those of you who are, you know that there's a lot of things to talk about with that. However, because the draft is tonight, the thought was that picks are going to be swapped if Giannis Antetokounmpo was going to be moved from the Milwaukee Bucks. That is Tyvus's GOAT. You've said he's your GOAT.
It's a fact.
Well, he's been moved.
He ain't my GOAT. He is the
GOAT. He's your GOAT. He has been traded to the Miami Heat. Long rumor that it was going to be either the Heat or the Celtics. That is apparently what happened last night. Bucks are sending Giannis and Bobby Portis to Miami in the deal. In return, the Bucks get All-Star guard Tyler Hero. Insert laugh here on All-Star guard. Center Khalil Ware, forward Jaime Jaquez Jr., second-year guard Kasperis Yakuncionis, and three first-round picks. The one this year, which is what, pick number 13?
Correct.
Then picks in... 2031 and 2033,
yep.
Which makes me laugh because I just think about all the times that college football programs have announced, like, we're playing, yeah, get ready. It's Alabama playing, I don't know, Texas. Or it's a conference game. Damn it. Point is, like, Bama and Ohio State.
Alabama playing Oregon 2036.
Yes, they always schedule these games so far out. And then now we have, like, that's what these picks are to me is, like, great. A first-round pick in 2033. We'll all be dead.
That's how I feel about Ohio State, Alabama. That was announced when I was playing, and I was like,
right,
was 10 years ago. Yeah. It's like, wow, it's finally
still
about
to happen. Yeah, it still hasn't happened yet. May not happen.
It may not.
May not happen. But that's what, yeah. So, yeah, this is the trade. How do you feel as a noted Giannis backer? Are you going to get a Miami Heat
Giannis
jersey?
Needed to leave Milwaukee. However, like, going to the Heat, I don't see it right now. Like, right now, I don't see how this makes them finals contenders in the East. That part, I don't understand. I mean, the lineup is Davion Mitchell, my cousin Norman Powell, Andrew Wiggins, Giannis, and Bam. Like, it doesn't jump off the page.
Giannis and Bam.
What are we going back to the 90s?
Yeah, what are we doing with that?
What do you mean?
You got two bigs. Nah, Bam, Mr. 86 points.
Hold on a second. I thought you said Giannis is the greatest of all time. He's not a big that has to be around the basket. He's the greatest of all time. He should be able to pull it from 30. He should be able to do everything he wants.
Oh, can pull from 30.
Oh, can he? Consistently?
He can pull. It doesn't mean he's going to make it.
I said consistently. His career is like 33%. Right. There's a 33% chance of him dropping that ball in the bucket.
That's where I'm kind of saying I don't know that the GOAT conversation belongs for a guy who can't do that.
Says who? Whoa.
Says me.
Who says
me? Say it now.
What do you mean he can't do it? 33% as a career.
I'm going to go type it in the YouTube chat so we can have it.
No, that would be wrong. Dylan would have to be the one typing in the YouTube chat. I'm talking to you.
I don't understand the Miami Heat move either. This is just Milwaukee with the same situation as Milwaukee with better weather.
Yeah, I don't think
they're going to do something else.
I mean, it's potential, but I mean, I don't know what you can do. I don't know what the cap situation looks like. I will say this for Giannis. This is by far the best coach he's had.
Well, there's that, right?
Cool.
Like, yeah.
You know, listen.
Oh, I'll say he's playing for a great organization, right?
Spo gets the best out of all his players. Yeah. I mean, he might put Giannis in a situation to come up with something for Giannis that maybe we haven't seen before.
Pat Riley gets another like ridiculous name. All the different guys he's traded for over the years. Got LeBron to come there.
Shaq, Chris Bosh.
I think Pat Riley is the reason why he's going there, but I still don't know who he's playing with besides.
Oh, you know who he's playing with.
Like, who's getting him the ball?
Oh, Grandpa's coming over there next.
Oh, you're reunited
right back. Yeah. If you missed that news yesterday, LeBron is apparently going to be a grandpa. Bronny's girlfriend, I believe.
That's
a fake news.
What?
I told you that in the chat.
We talked about this.
I didn't know.
That's because you was over there typing.
Yeah. You're typing on the wrong device.
That's fake. Legit.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm sad. All right. Well, because what I saw was Dylan said he's giving away the bag. Like, he's giving away part of the king.
Okay.
He's the kingdom.
And go find out the text message directly.
I didn't see it. All right. Fine. Sorry.
And that was 2 days ago.
There are rumors that LeBron is going to become a member at Firestone Golf Club, which is in Akron.
Oh, okay.
LeBron's not coming.
Right.
He's not coming.
We need to let it go.
He's not coming. I was right about where Giannis is going, and I'm right that LeBron is going to Golden State.
Nah, he's just going to stay put. He's
going to Golden State.
Produce his podcasts and movies and do basketball on the side.
Golden State, him, Stephen, and Draymond.
I hope that doesn't happen. Now,
they can win the 35 and older YMCA league.
They still would be a problem.
That would be fun to watch. All right. So plenty to get to today. We have some Ohio State discussion coming up as well about where the atmosphere ranks in Ohio Stadium. But the other news from yesterday that happened right after the show ended, Michigan got stiffed. And I'm kind of here for it. I think it's great. We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there, and good Tuesday morning to you. Traffic already picking up for our friends in New Albany. Of course, 161 in that eastbound direction. It's really starting over by Hamilton Road. Gets even busier by that 62 interchange out there. So a nice little heads up for you. At least some better news for our friends in our southwest corner. We're talking approaching Grove City and Urban Crest, 270 in both directions over by Georgesville Road. Looking pretty smooth on this Tuesday. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your
ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter joins Rothman and Ice every Wednesday at 12:30, and he works blue.
Okay.
The NFL Playbook with Adam Schefter is sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
Indeed it is. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A refreshing start to the day for us with temperatures in the 50s and a few clouds. And then this afternoon, plenty of sun as highs get into the upper 70s. We'll get mostly clear skies tonight, lows down into the 50s again. And then for Wednesday, plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 80s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The two most mature.
543.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast. CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Tyvus says that in all his years being in football locker rooms, he never once looked at another man's junk. He cannot say the same thing about working at this radio station. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
I feel like the NFL does such a good job of marketing the players that are coming up through college. Like, you get so much good marketing from college football through the NFL. It's thought of the minute they get on campus, what's this guy going to profile as an NFL player? We're so accustomed to it. And in college basketball, I mean, they do that too, right? Like when AJ DeBanza made his college decision where he was going to go to BYU, that was huge news. That was all over ESPN. That was everywhere. I just don't know if tonight that draft with him, Darren Peterson, who's going to go first, there's drama with that. I'm curious how many people are actually like locked in on like, the NBA draft. We know they're not going to be locked in like they're the NFL draft.
I think it's different because it's like when you think about these guys that's coming out in tonight's draft, right? You think about Darren Peterson and AJ DeBanza. Like, are you telling me like they're like LeBron or they're like Zion or they're like Wimby? Like when you see those names, it's like, oh yeah, they're going to come in and immediately make an impact. It's going to be a difference. Is that what we're getting here? Or are they like really good, but like not all-star level right away? Like
my,
that? Like that's my, I think that's kind of where I'm at. And if it's people like LeBron that ruin stuff like that, where it's like people don't really get the hype because Jake, it's like,
it's good that Jacob Reimer's here. Cause this is like his, like specific like lane exactly on you, where these guys are.
Reimer, are you telling me that Darren Peterson and AJ DeBanza is going to be like that guy day one, like top 15 in the NBA right as soon as they like step on the court?
I don't know if like top 15 right away, but like these are all guys that can definitely step in and they're going to be the faces of their franchises. And
well, I mean, anybody like, in the top 10 is probably going to be the face of their franchise.
But like they will definitely be all stars and get to that level like very quickly.
But, like like first year.
I don't know, man. Like if like Victor Wembanyama
was LeBron an all-star his first year?
I feel like he was.
Was Wimby an all-star? I feel like
he was. But again, all right. So if he's not one of the craziest aliens we've ever seen in Victor Wembanyama, as far as like a guy who just, we've never seen a profile like that. A guy who's 7'5", who can dribble like a guard and
was
can shoot
Zion
from 40 feet.
A raw star his first year?
He was probably hurt and fat.
This is very true.
Okay, yeah. Outside of LeBron James and Victor Wembanyama.
But no,
two players we probably never will see again in the NBA.
What I'm saying is,
yeah, these guys are like Victor AJ DeBanza, I believe, is a guy that you get him on your roster, you will go from, you could be a 10-win team to a playoff team.
I just feel like
they
hype in this draft as if it's like the 2003 draft.
It's pretty. It's pretty. See, okay. That's what I'm saying.
All right. So I need to see it like immediately. These guys need to come in and just bang.
Well, regardless,
right away.
In that 2003 draft, you still had one and dones in that draft. You had a high school kid in LeBron. You had a one and done in Carmelo Anthony, right? Am I wrong that Chris Paul was in that draft too?
No, he was the next
that
year.
That was the next. I always do that with him.
Dwayne Wade was
Dwayne Wade was in that draft. Who was
it? It's LeBron, Darko Milicic, Carmelo Anthony, Chris Bosh, Dwayne
Darko,
Wade,
baby.
Chris Kamen, Kirk Heinrich, TJ Ford, Michael Sweetney, Jarvis. Hey, dang it.
There were a lot of those
real
guys,
thin.
Though. Yeah, but those.
David West, baby.
Okay, yeah. I'm just saying, like, this year, there's been all, like.
Kendrick Perkins.
Ratings are up for college basketball. Ratings are up for around that sport. NBA ratings are up too, obviously, the playoffs, that kind of stuff. But, like, I'm curious if that translates to the draft tonight. We know what the NFL draft is. The NFL draft, you don't even have to tell people. Like, that people are planning their weeks around it. People are traveling to be there. The NBA is trying to do. Remember now they do two nights? Is everybody aware of that? Like, that's
the
another
NBA
thing.
Doing two nights?
See, and it's very you're dumb. You're an NBA fan.
It's so dumb.
First round tonight, second round tomorrow night. That's called television death tomorrow night.
So
who's going to watch the second round of the NBA draft tomorrow?
When Bronny got drafted, was it a two-nighter?
I believe so. They did
then
this.
That's why
I think they did this a couple years
was
ago.
Was it when they started it, right?
Probably.
Well, it's Bronny's fault. LeBron's fault again.
By the way, LeBron didn't make the All-Star team his rookie year.
Oh, really?
It
was his second year.
Did Carmelo make it?
I'd imagine he did. He should have won Rookie of the Year.
LeBron said he should have won Rookie of the Year. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the point is, though, I'm just saying, like, tonight you should have some guys who are drafted who are, like, that not LeBron. I don't want to say LeBron level, but I'm saying guys who come in and are instantly impact guys. And I wonder what the rating, I wonder what the hype will be, because ESPN's doing everything they can to push this thing. And I don't think it'll have anywhere near the rating success, obviously, that an NFL draft does.
I mean, I think AJ DeBanza and Darren Peterson are going to make all-star teams, but are they going to be in the GOAT conversation? I feel like it's a high bar to have just because they're the number one overall.
I'm not saying that either.
Nobody said that.
This is just like, This is one of those drafts that profiles.
Carmelo did not make it. It's some names but I feel, on his list.
Too. I feel like that's where we are in sports culture now. It's like number one overall pick. Oh, are they a Hall of Famer? No, then they were a garbage number one overall pick. Like I don't think that that's a fair expectation to have of every number one overall pick.
There's so many different storylines that you'll be able to follow because it's the DeBanta versus Peterson rivalry. It's going back all the way to high school. You've got Boozer and Wilson, Carolina and Duke, and then the guards after that. Like, it's the deepest guard class
I can remember.
I'm telling you, though. 100%. I'm telling you, I still believe 80%, and I know maybe I should be talking about it because I feel like 80% of our audience is just like, yeah, I got it. Whatever.
The problem with it, we'll
see in 3 years if that guy like actually is like 30 a night type of guy. Then okay, maybe I'll pay attention to him. But like, I agree.
Does he shoot threes like Steph Curry? Because that's all the NBA is.
I don't think so.
Threes.
I don't think any of these guys do that.
Well, man,
but again, you're comparing. It's like
it's gonna be rough.
Well, is this guy like, I don't know. Is he like Michael Jordan offensively? Is he like Dennis Rodman as a rebounder? Is he like, we're just asking, like, are they like the GOATs of all time?
It's because in today's society, we want instant gratification. We want to see it now. I don't want to wait three years. I need to see it now.
Fernando Mendoza had all this hype on him, was the number one pick in this draft. And there are many, many people looking at him going like, I don't even know if that dude can play. Like, I don't know if he can be a franchise quarterback. And yet that's the hype you get around the NFL draft is we don't even know if these guys are any good, but we're already like hyped about where they're going to go, what they're going to do. These are more like can't miss guys in the NBA. And I feel like 90% of the sports world is like, yeah, I guess whatever, we'll see. Like there's been such a burnout on the college one and dones versus what you have in football where you get 2 or 3 years to see these guys. They get seasoned a little bit. Even Fernando Mendoza, he had 1 year where he was really on the national scene. College football fans knew who he was last year and year before, but like this was the year where he made the national news, where everyone who doesn't even follow college football found out who he was. I don't know if you get that in college basketball still to this day.
My conspiracy is that the NBA told the Bucks and the Heat to wait till last night to do the trade so people will actually care about the NBA draft tonight.
Maybe. Us talking about it.
My conspiracy is that with the 9th pick, it'll be a Wolverine get drafted.
Well, Dusty May. That's why, because Dusty May's taking the Dallas Mavericks job. He left Michigan high and dry yesterday. So a few things to fall out from that, as you probably already know. That news broke almost 24 hours ago. Now Michigan is in a transfer portal, so all those guys can go and seek other places to go. Meanwhile, they have already announced, I forget who it was, but it seems like
Mike Boynton Jr.
That's right. Who I believe was like coaching at Oklahoma State previously. He was there. I think he was there when Cade Cunningham was there, if I'm not mistaken. So like a guy who has some like pedigree, knows how to coach, all that stuff. So Michigan has there at least, you know, for now, the guy who will fill that role. There's a broader conversation that we can have later on in the show because coming up next, we've got Morning Wood. But there's a conversation we got to get into with Dusty May. There's a lot of people out there saying stuff. The Dusty May left because college basketball is irreparably broken. And my 2 cents on that quickly is, yeah, I mean, if that's why he left, you were the one. That'd be like Jeff Bezos saying, I don't know about online shipping. I don't know if we should be doing that. I don't know if that's like Mark Zuckerberg's been like, screen time's bad, guys. It's like, yes, but you've perpetuated it. So Dusty May can't look at the system of college sports and say, oh, that's bad. You were in it, man. You made it. Or
maybe that's
yours.
Why he got out of there.
Well, he got in, got his championship, and got out. Yeah. So we'll have more on the fallout of Michigan throughout the show. Well played, indeed. Morningwood coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Still moving and grooving over in New Albany. 161 eastbound at 62. That interchange especially getting a little bit busier with just more cars out there on the roads. Also seeing some slowdowns start to develop over in our southeast corner by Canal Winchester. 2 spots on 33 westbound Pickerington Road as well as Gender Road out there. At least it'll be a lot better for our friends towards that western outer belt just passing Hilliard, only a 5-minute commute on 270 between 33 and Roberts Road. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
We at The Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's The Fan Call-In Show, presented by The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Ohio Heating and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Both of these men played sports in high school. Only one of them was good at it. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
It's a Hot Take Tuesday here. Alex is in the YouTube chat. He says, Hot Take Tuesday. There's more corruption going on at Michigan. How do you win the national championship in football and basketball and both head coaches immediately leave? Question mark. Hey.
Nah.
I don't know.
Buy it.
I do. I want to buy it. I want to buy all of that. I want to believe it's all corrupt. Yeah, that's it. Michigan won all of it on lies. I'd love to believe that narrative. I don't think it's true, but... I'd love to believe it.
I find it so weird that I don't know if this is going on everywhere, but at least in Buckeye Twitter circles that I'm in, that people somehow are like saying like, oh yeah, this justifies Ohio State not hiring Dusty May. Like he's clearly like sketchy and that's why Michigan, that's why he's moving on from Michigan is because he's just a sketchy character, and yeah, they got the right guy in Jake Diebler.
Don't get me started on all of that, because
Dusty May being a sketchy guy is not what I would think about of Dusty May.
No, I know. And honestly, like I do feel like some of the Buckeye fans, I love you, and I love the diehard Buckeye basketball fans that are talking about Buckeye basketball even this time of year, because that's what we need. If this program's ever going to grow to what it used to be and could be again, we need that. But some of you needed drug tested yesterday, because I'm reading some comments that were just like, oh, we got this, it's this, they made the right call. And it's like, you're telling me you'd rather have whatever you think of Jake Diebler. I mean, this isn't even about Jake Diebler. Forget that. The point of this discussion is you're telling me you wouldn't take 2 years of a coach and a national championship and then see ya? Michigan State, if they're honest, would say, we'd take that over, what do we have, 30 years of Tom Izzo and the same amount of championships and a bunch of him whining and complaining about the state of college sports? Well, Tom, you're big enough. Why don't you go fix it? I'm saying if I'm a Michigan fan, I'm sad he's not coming back. But I'm happy for the two-year run we had where you got to hang a banner for the Big Ten championship.
Well, sure.
You got to go to a Final Four, and now you got a national championship out of it. I'd take that over what? Like, having...
We're building something, Bone. Okay.
I hope so, man. But like, let's look, that's fine. You can look at them separately, but don't make the comparison that's not going to be favorable to our guy here. Like,
you're telling me you wouldn't rather have hypotheticals and promises over a national championship? Come on.
That's
Bone.
What we want in sports. We want sick, hypothetical wins over actual championships, it feels like sometimes in sports, and I don't get it.
It's good to know where you stand on the important issues. Oh my. This is Morning Wood.
All right, Dylan, Morning Wood, question number one.
All right, NBA draft is tonight. Would you rather have AJ DeBanza or Darren Peterson if you were drafting with the number one pick?
Darren Peterson.
Why?
Why?
Because they say he's like the most talented guard.
I'm not asking what they say. He's not asking what they say. I'm wondering what would you do, Tyvus, if it's your pick?
Yeah, you're the GM of the Wizards.
Let's assume you need both profiles of player.
If I'm the GM of the Wizards,
yeah,
and I'm looking at the roster,
yeah, no. Let's say you have a need for either type of player. Stop trying to get out of this, Tyvus. Which player right
I'm
now?
I'm taking Darren Peterson.
Okay, I'm taking AJ DeBanza 10 times out of 10. I mean, I think Darren Peterson.
What Peterson was doing in games, only playing half the game, like that's.
That's my issue.
I understand that.
Because I don't know who's going to be available.
Because you compare him to like a Kyrie or a Kawhi Leonard, where it's like he might not be available when he plays, but when he does play, he's unbelievable.
Both of those guys are all-time talents at their position.
I take that.
All-time talents.
I take that.
But every time I see a trade rumor for Kawhi Leonard, I'm like, why? What are you trading for? His ghost? Like, you're trading for an idea of him? Like,
he played well.
I'm about to say, I don't know what you're talking about.
This year. And then go to next. Tell me if he strings together 2 years at this age where he actually plays.
This age.
Where he plays fully healthy.
When Kawhi Leonard was with the Spurs, he gave LeBron fits. LeBron was scared of this man.
Tyvus,
man went to Toronto by himself.
I know it all. Tyvus,
what are you talking about?
How dare you disrespect Fred VanVleet like
Shut
that?
Shut up. Why do we only remember like the good parts of Kawhi Leonard? Like, why are you only talking about like, yes, I know what he did.
Because the two players that you compare him of are two players that also have won an NBA championship.
They're all-time greats.
Yeah.
All-time greats. When available and healthy. And okay. They're not available and healthy all the time. Darren Peterson is coming in going, I can't figure out how to deal with cramps.
I can handle that.
Cramps?
I can handle that.
Play 30 days a year.
They're low management anyways. I'm good with it.
All right.
You're taking AJ DeBanza.
I'm taking AJ DeBanza.
Why?
Because he's available and great.
That's the only reason.
And no, he's better. He's a better player, and I think
he's a better player.
I think he's a better player.
I think so.
I think he's the safer player.
That's really what it is.
I think he's safe. Darren Peterson, me and Remmer were talking about this yesterday. He could be anywhere from like Andrew Wiggins to Anthony Edwards.
You know what?
I said Kobe.
I'm taking Darius Acuff over both of them.
I like that a lot, actually. I love Darius Acuff, but that's one of the things.
Him and Bruce Thornton.
All right. Let's do Morningwood question number two, Darren.
All right. Let's do another hypothetical. If you were the GM of the Bucks, would you rather have Jaylen Brown and two first-round picks or what they got from Miami, which was... Tyler Hero, Kelel Ware, Jaime Jaquez Jr., and Kasperis Jakachonis, and three first-round picks.
Definitely Jaylen Brown.
No, I'd have Jaylen. Yeah, I don't know why you said Jaylen Brown
and two first-round picks?
Yeah, that was the reported offer from Shams. There's no way that's what they was getting. And they said, nah, we don't want that.
That's insane.
We want some bubble gum and pocket lint. To be fair
to the Bucks, those first-round picks wouldn't have amounted to nothing.
Well, yeah, because you're thinking that they'll be a good team.
But they'll be late in the draft.
But
so
what do you
matter.
Think the Heat's picks are going? Like you're trading him, your franchise player.
A little bit higher.
Maybe I don't know, man. I feel like, honestly, if I'm the Bucks, I would have said like, I don't make a deal because I don't like either of these packages. But I would take up the two. I'd take that Celtics one more.
Well, Reimer made the point earlier that Jaylen Brown should be complimented because the Bucks thought that they would be too good with Jaylen Brown. They want to suck and get high draft picks these next couple of years. With Jaylen Brown, you can't stink like that.
The way the NBA has done their new rules and all that stuff, it's so confused. And like, there is no super teams anymore. You can't keep guys that you develop because you can't pay everybody. It's dumb. The whole thing is dumb.
Yeah. Well, I tend to agree with that, but. By the way, I saw this, that Ohio Stadium's toughest stadium to play in. It was ranked in the new EA Sports college football game. They ranked like the toughest environments. LSU was ranked number one. Ohio State was ranked number two. I believe it was Penn State 3, Georgia 4, Bama 5. Tyvus, you played in at least a few of these stadiums. Would you agree with any part of this list?
It's 4?
No, Ohio State was 2.
What was
Penn State 3. One was Death Valley in LSU.
I don't know that one. I can't play. Is Ohio Stadium the second hardest place to play in the country? Is that what you're asking me?
Sure.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so either.
No.
I mean, and by the way, I don't think that's because they don't have enough DJs and fireworks and neon lights and scoreboard size. I think it's because you have a bunch of people paying $200 a ticket to get into that place.
Toughest all like, environments in the Big Ten ranking, my personal ranking.
Yeah,
I think it's Happy Valley.
Okay.
If you're doing a whiteout at Happy Valley, I think that's number one.
Okay.
Number two, I didn't get a chance to play there, but like I've been there and I've heard about it, is probably Oregon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've been there for a game. Because you've been there as Big Ten analyst and all that. Yeah.
Okay. And then I would put Ohio State. Okay. The Big House is not.
Big House, I've been there. I haven't been to a ton of stadiums, but like, is, no.
That's one of the most overrated stadiums to me.
Yeah. Big House feels like. I don't know, when like someone turns on like a subwoofer for the first and just goes like, like that's their loudest they get is what just like barely turning on a speaker is what they sound like. But no, I think the reason if people are down on like why is, you know, if you don't like the fact that Ohio State may not have the best environment, I don't think it's because of DJs and neon lights. I think it's because you've charged people too much money to go to these games. And now you've got the crowd in there that they're the wine and cheese crowd. They like to sit around and whine and complain and then eat their cheese and then complain about everything and then leave it in the third quarter. They're not the people that you get when you lower ticket prices and you get more students in there and you create that environment. You've catered to the richy riches and now you're going to get that type of crowd. So if that's what you want, congratulations, Ross Bjork. Keep doing it. But You want a good environment, lower ticket prices, and don't price out the average fans. The average fans are the ones who will stand out in line for, you know, 24 hours before the game just to get their tickets because they can afford them. But we do seat licenses and more private suites and more of that crap, then yeah, you're going to have an environment that's not as good as it could be. I saw a nice father-son moment yesterday. We'll share it with you next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
A reminder here, more construction expected downtown tonight, including ramp closures. That Greenlawn Avenue ramp to 71 northbound, as well as that 71 northbound ramp to 70 westbound, will be closed again for more repairs happening Tuesday and Wednesday in the overnight hours, starting as early as 9 o'clock, lasting until 5 a.m. the next morning. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan
Drive.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. It was a big day in the NBA yesterday. We'll start with news of a trade last night as the Milwaukee Bucks are trading Giannis Antetokounmpo to the Miami Heat along with Bobby Portis Jr. In return, the Bucks will receive Tyler Hero, Kelly Oware, Jaime Jaquez Jr., and Kasperis Jakachonis along with three first-round picks. Before the Giannis news dropped yesterday, the Dallas Mavericks announced they are hiring Michigan coach Dusty May as their new head coach. The Wolverines are promoting Mike Boynton Jr. to interim head coach. And on the diamond, the Guardians lost to the White Sox 6-5 in Chicago, while the Reds lost at home to the Milwaukee Brewers 2-1. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take strokes off your game by taking pounds off your frame with Awaken 180 Weight Loss results this summer. The solution for weight loss, awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Tyvus will put anything in his mouth on a dare. All right, almost anything. No, I stand by my previous statement. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Hot Take Tuesday here on The Fan. Of course, you can get your hot takes in at Bone and Tyvus 971 on Twitter, or just hop in the YouTube chat and drop those in as well. By the way, Rusty pointed out, you were talking about your best stadium atmospheres in the Big Ten. Rusty pointed out all the places you named. None of them are domes. So I just
Because there is no domes.
I know there's no domes.
There's no domes in college football. Is there a team with a in college with a dome?
Oh, yeah. The if nothing else, like, isn't there the Kibbe Dome? Isn't that...
is the Carrier Dome still a thing?
Yeah. They don't call it the Carrier Dome, but like Syracuse plays in a dome. The Kibbe Dome, I want to say, is where Idaho plays. Yeah, there's
because you are
like North Dakota State. One of the Dakota schools plays in a dome. It's all cold out there.
I was talking like big time football.
Man,
what? I like it. No, it's right. That's accurate. That's accurate. It's exactly right.
Big time football.
That's fine. I still want to go out to, I think it's Idaho that has the Kibbe Dome because they also have that basketball arena that's all made out of like wood, which sounds, that sounded dumb the way I said that.
They send you like a little Kibbe Dome bear or
no
something?
No, I asked them to and they didn't. I said, oh, like, hey, I said we because they emailed and were like, hey, we heard you were talking about the, you know, Idaho Vandals on the show, and I was like, yeah, if you got anything you want to send us, we'd be happy to display it in the studio or wear it.
Link to the stuff.
They're like, yeah, you can buy it right here. As a matter of fact,
there is a big time program that plays in a dome. Tulane plays in the Caesar Superdome.
Oh, that's right.
That's
yeah.
a CFP team, Tyvus. That is, so I don't want to hear that they're not big time college football.
Hold on. They have
you
Tulane.
Disgust me.
Tulane has their own field, do they not?
He just tried to really mess with me today.
It's really. I like it. I thought they play in their own. I thought they play in a stadium too. Like they use that some of the time. Maybe I'm wrong. Or maybe that stadium got torn down or something. I don't know. I thought they had a stadium.
I thought they just remember watching them play like a random Thursday night game, and I thought they just played in the Superdome.
Okay, maybe they do. I don't know. So I saw this from the U.S. men's national team, Alex Freeman. We talked about him yesterday. His dad is Antonio Freeman. Mm-hmm. So they were getting interviewed by Thierry Henry, who is, if you're not familiar, one of the greatest soccer players of all time. But he is on the Fox coverage. He is a Frenchman who speaks multiple languages fluently. And I cannot stress this enough, how crazy it is that this guy does television in a country where, like, he's not speaking his native language, but yet he's better than 90% of the guys who talk soccer that are from America that I've heard talk it, including Alexi Lawless, who's terrible. That's another story for another day.
Everybody can't be Neil Sika.
Well, Neil Sika is awesome. My guy. Love Neil Sika. So here's what this was. Alex Freeman and Antonio Freeman were on the like the late after show they're doing for FIFA. Mm-hmm. Thierry Henry was asking this question of both father and son, given that dad was a pro football player, son is now a pro soccer player, and obviously doing well for the United States.
Ale, congratulations. And it's not easy to be the son of a famous athlete. So well done for dealing with that. And daddy, I want to say something also. Well done, because you raised a kid that's well-educated, eloquent. And I know it's not easy to deal with fame. So both well done. But I have a question. Who is the best athlete of the family? Thank you very much.
This guy is. I mean, 6'4". I mean, if I had his height, his long arms and his long legs, I would have been super unstoppable in the NFL. But this guy is just 21. He's just getting started. There's a lot more to come for Alex. And I'm just happy that he is the best athlete in the family. And he's probably going to be the richest also. So that's good.
Look at that. That's a good answer from dad, to say he's the better athlete and he's going to be the richest too. Because he plays for Villarreal, which is in Spain. And yeah, They're not cheap. I'm going to put it that way. Paying that kid.
I would hope my kids are better athletes than me.
I would think most parents would root for that, right?
With their mother and me together, like, they should be fine.
Because Lauren was an athlete, too.
Yeah, allegedly.
You told me that. She played basketball.
Allegedly.
Yeah. She's a big basketball fan. So I'm just saying, like,
Lauren thinks she's a better athlete than me, and I just, it makes me chuckle every time.
But doesn't that speak to what parents want for their kids?
Yeah.
I want my kids to do better than I did, which is, by the way, a very low bar. They don't have much to have to worry about there. But like, yeah, you should want your kids to do better than you. Now, juxtapose that with Wyndham Clark's dad, who, by the way, was nowhere near his son until his son was in the lead. God. This guy is embedded with his son. They did this interview together because they're together all the time because he's following his son around at the World Cup.
You know,
that's great dad right there.
You know, I was thinking, Bo Bishop often talks about how he won't play his sons in basketball because he says that he thinks that if they play again, they'll beat him.
Yeah.
The oldest one, at least.
Yeah,
the oldest.
Why is that? I don't know how I would feel. Like,
if your kid beats you in sports.
Like, let's say me and Lil Trace plays a game of basketball all our lives.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know, I take no prisoners. So, like, I'm going as hard as I can. And then we get to a point where he actually beats me. I don't know how I'm going to feel. I feel like I would be happy for him, but, like, does that mean that I'm washed?
One, yes. It's like, come on now. You got to know that's happening at some point. I mean, I think
if I lost to him, we instantly have to run it back. Like,
okay.
But then what if he beats you again?
Then that's.
Okay. But I do feel
good for him.
But don't you, like in movies, right, where you have the apprentice and the master, right? And then, like, at some point, especially if it's like, I don't know, there's some martial arts involved or something where they have a fight.
A karate kid?
Anakin, I have the high ground.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Like, there's a moment where it's like, look, you were the apprentice. I'm the master, but now I have to, like, bow down and hand the sword over and be like, you have now become the master. I'm, like, stepping away. Like, that's a moment that is important.
Depends on what comes with it.
You know, Like, what do you mean?
So, like, if we win a game, like, let's say Trace is 16.
Okay.
And he beats me in a game of basketball.
Boy, that's going to be, what are you going to be, like, pushing, what,
at 16 50? Years from
You're
now?
You're going to be 49 years old?
48, yeah. So let's imagine. All right, so I'm 48. Let's say he wins the game of basketball, and he'll be able to talk his trash because that's just what we do, and I get it. So I will respect it because I'm a trash talker, so I respect it. And when we get home, and I tell him to take that trash outside, if he likes got an attitude, that's different.
No.
I don't want him to think because he beat me a basketball that he just run the house now like that. That's where we gonna have
that
a
might be an unintended consequence.
I think the thing that you'd have to kind of establish is like, listen, you may have beat me in basketball, I can still whoop your ass.
Yeah,
like,
that's said. Then you have
like,
to
that's
fight
a different. That's a different. Yeah,
that would be the next step.
Yeah, and at that point, I think hopefully most. That's the thing with most parents, like, if you are a good enough parent, it shouldn't matter if something like that happens because then the respect is still there. Because, like, yeah, but that's still my dad. Like, I, you know, I think that's always going to be
I'm
there
just,
for
I'm
you.
Curious, you know. So
it's going to be there
them
for
them teenagers.
You.
They say them teenagers be feeling themselves.
You know? Yeah, well, you know that's true. By the way, I saw this shocks me. I saw this news yesterday or a couple days ago. White Castle, they said, is expanding to Texas. Now, Texas has, you know, a large state.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Texas has never had a White Castle.
I was also shook.
When the last time you had White Castle?
Oh, it's been a while. Stained.
Well, but like, Dylan just went like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. He sent the whole picture, the whole appetizer.
They said the new location, the first location, will be at Grandscape in the Colony, north of Dallas. This sounds like a very nice part of Dallas, right? Where they're trying to like bring in, oh, look at the fresh new offerings. I feel like White Castle around here, because we've just had it for so long, because its birthplace was here. It's become old hat. It's been around since, what, 1929?
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's been literally 100 years. Yeah, that's right. Why I was so shocked that there wasn't one in Texas yet.
I'm shocked about that, too. But this is the question I want to pose today on a Hot Take Tuesday. I'm curious. Would you be willing to trade even something as popular as a White Castle if it meant we could get a restaurant that is not currently here in town?
Zaxby's, but it's coming soon.
Okay. Cane's.
Canes for
you
Zaxby's?
You trade all the Canes locations, leave town, and you get Zaxby's locations in return. It's like if we were an NBA and NFL city where we were trading, or an NHL team, we're trading away a franchise player to get another franchise in, basically.
You know what? I love Canes.
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah.
They gone. For Zaxby's, they gone.
But I'm saying, they gone. I can tell you in a heartbeat, and I love
Canes, too. They gone for Zaxby's.
I love Wendy's. I will eat Wendy's all the time.
I thought she was a Taco Bell guy.
I'd love Taco Bell too. I'm telling you right now.
You would trade it though.
No, I would trade Wendy's specifically.
For what?
Whataburger. Because in Texas, they have Whataburger. We don't have them here. I think they have Wendy's there.
Wendy's though?
Because I'm saying that's how important. Like, I'm saying I love Wendy's.
It's ours to trade.
It's ours. We have Wendy's. It's from here.
Wendy's is infinitely superior.
Wendy's is your favorite restaurant?
No, it's one of them. I would trade Wendy's, the local institution. Because one, I didn't say I was trading away my best player. I said I was trading away one that I really love.
I want to see how much you want Whataburger.
I want Whataburger bad enough that I would trade away Wendy's, which is on my top three.
But not Taco Bell.
Hmm. Do I get a first round pick too or something? Like, I got to have another sweetener in the deal.
You're trading the burger place for the burger place.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm getting a Wendy's.
Don't try to help him out on this one. No, they giving up their best thing.
By the way, if you've been listening all morning and you're like, okay, so Dylan's in there. Rhyme Time is in there. Nate is in there. Yes, every producer on the show is every producer on the station is in here today. That's right. Something's going on in the sports world we're not talking enough about, so we will do that next. You can also tell us what restaurant chains you'd want to swap. That's at Bone and Tyvus 971. Steve Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. No crashes to report on the road. So far, so good. But a lot of people are heading downtown. No surprise, right? That includes 70 in that eastbound direction over just east of Mount Street as you're approaching that 70, 71, and 315 interchange. We also have a lot more cars on the roads in our southeast corner heading up. That includes 33 westbound over by Gender Road down to 27 miles per hour for your drive times. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A refreshing start to the day for us with temperatures in the 50s and a few clouds. And then this afternoon, plenty of sun as highs get into the upper 70s. We'll get mostly clear skies tonight, lows down into the 50s again. And then for Wednesday, plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 80s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
If you've recently seen a photo of an older Baker Mayfield fresh off a bender, it's just Bo Bishop. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan. One of these guys still believes he can play in the NFL. It's Tebow. He says it's because of his low center of gravity. He's dumb. This is Bo Nantitis.
Did you know that you can listen to us at home. No radio, no problem. Just tell your smart speaker to play 97.1 The Fan. It's that easy. Or you can put us on the TV, all of that. Just make sure that you are tuning in because you don't want to miss this wonderful show, even when you get home.
Mm, that's right.
You could play us on your smart fridge if you're privileged enough to have one of those. Yeah.
What do you mean? Like
your fridge hooks up to the Wi-Fi and has a screen. People have these types of things now, Tyvus.
I've never heard.
It's the future.
I must be under a rock. Hold on. I got to Google it.
Yeah, they have smart fridges. They got a little screen on it. You can watch TV. I don't know why you want to.
Why would you do that?
Because if you get up and you go into, let's say, you have a game on.
We need to go back to a world where we need to, you know.
Detach occasionally?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I touch grass, you saying? Yeah, I agree. Not be out there like,
oh, yeah, look at
sorry,
that.
Sorry, I'm arguing with
Samsung.
I just see someone like yelling at their fridge, arguing with Reddit because they're trying to get a beer. They're like, I'm in the middle of a Reddit discussion, honey. I'm sorry. I gotta tell this guy what's up. Maybe we don't need all that is all I'm saying.
So after we watched the Toy Story movie over the weekend, Toy Story 5, where it's the devices versus the old school
toys. You took iPad, her tablet from her.
Mm. We went to the Newport Aquarium, though.
Oh, wow.
Aren't they getting a new aquarium in 27?
The Columbus Zoo is, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, is that?
They're ramping up the aquarium.
It's supposed to be
the
biggest aquarium in the state.
They're tired of people like me driving all the way down to Kentucky.
Well,
to go to the
Newport
aquarium.
Yeah, right across the river in Kentucky, there by Cincinnati. Yeah, that's the big aquarium to go to.
27, a big year. That's when Zaxby's is going to Hilliard.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I'm going over there.
By the way, I forgot. Times. Did I tell you this was like eons ago, but I went to the Indy 500? Walking around in Indy 500, they have all the sponsors there.
Yeah.
They were handing out free chicken sandwiches.
Did you get one?
Yeah, I got it with the sauce on it.
What you think?
I mean, I'm understanding why like it.
Tell Jayhawk 0811 that he is out his... He must be outside of his mind.
Who's Jayhawk, whatever number you just
he
said?
He in the chat. He said, Tyvus said Zaxby's. That's literally worse than Cane's. Zaxby's is bleeping disgusting.
Oh, man.
Now, I will say, I had Zaxby's...
Is he out of his mind?
Well... One, it's a hot take Tuesday, so we never shame hot takes.
He didn't put hot take Tuesday.
Okay, fine. But here's what I will say is I had Zaxby's once on vacation years ago because it's a southern, it's mostly been southern, but it's making its way north now.
Yeah, if you
it's
right. in Close Indiana. In Indianapolis.
Yeah. So I had it once on vacation many years ago and I came away going, it's fine. I didn't think it was much better or worse than most other places I've had. But I'm looking forward to trying more of their options because I have heard so many good things about it. Also, we were saying, what restaurants would you trade? Aiden in the chat said, give me Cookout and I'll trade any fast food place.
I was about to bring up Cookout.
I'm behind
Dude,
that.
I'm 100% on. I'm with you on that. You can have McDonald's and I'll take Cookout over that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Take it.
I don't disagree.
Take McDonald's away. I'll go to Cookout every day and twice on Sundays.
I was going to ask you guys what you want next in your trade. And yeah. Cookout. I don't know what I'm trading for Cookout, but Cookout would be my number one trade target if indeed the rumors of Zaxby's coming here are true.
What if it's Chick-fil-A?
Oh,
Chick-fil-A or Cookout.
See ya.
I'm not asking you.
One of them's open on Sundays. So that's done.
But you see that Chick-fil-A is not the number one restaurant. It's Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, we talked about this while you were on your hiatus.
While you were gone, Mr. Not a Foodie.
Why is Jersey Mike's?
Mr. I don't pay attention to food news.
What is so good about Jersey Mike's?
I don't know. They did some survey where
Shout
they ranked
out to
like
Dom Tiberi, by the way.
He does love him some Jersey Mike's.
He does.
Hot take, I will trade Jersey Mike's for literally any fast food.
Really?
Oh, man.
Nate, not a fan of Jersey Mike's?
Why? All these people in the chat that say Zaxby's is trash, when they open it up on Hilliard, y'all stay away. Dude, stay away.
I just saw somebody brought up in the chat, too, that if they brought in an El Pollo Loco, that would do crazy numbers
like
here.
I've heard of that.
I've never seen one or been to one.
From
but
Breaking
I remember,
Bad?
No, that's... I don't think that's the name. It's something... You're right. It is Pollo something. I don't remember. But... I'm looking to see. It looks like it's more out on the West Coast, at least.
Yeah, I've seen them in L.A.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never had it, but I would give it a shot. But yeah, Zaxby's, I feel like we're getting to Zaxby's, so we'll get to settle that debate next year. And I hope, I don't know, are they open for breakfast, Tyvus? Do they do like a...
Who?
Zaxby's. They do like a chicken biscuit thing.
I've never been for breakfast.
Oh God! If they're Bojangles,
what is Bojangles don't have? It's something that they got in the South, but ours don't have it.
Here?
Yeah,
they don't have like the full like a. You can get a bucket of chicken with like breasts
Really?
From what I maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they've changed it. But when they first opened these couple Bojangles up here, it was just like chicken tenders and chicken breast. Like sandwiches.
I think no I'm bones, seeing the light.
There's no bones involved in it.
I'm seeing the light on the Bojangles. I think the chicken quality is the superior.
I'll try to tell you.
Yeah, I think it is. I had a chicken sandwich for lunch like a couple weeks ago with my wife, and I was like, yeah, it's probably the superior.
Yeah, I just had Bojangles the other day, and I was trying to compare it to Popeyes, and I was like, you know, I think I need to head over to Popeyes for scientific reasons only to compare the taste.
You did that?
Yes.
Like in the same day?
No, it was the next day.
Okay.
It was within 24 hours.
That's respectable, though.
I saw this one real quick, too, that Bob brought up that I would trade Burger King for Rax. You guys remember Rax?
Nate,
you have to know Rax.
I know Rax. Yeah, okay, yeah. God, I haven't thought of them forever.
Rax was an Arby's competitor. It was a roast beef restaurant.
Bob said
that's crazy.
He said he would shade Jersey Mike's to get Quiznos.
What are we even talking about now? Quiznos?
You don't like Quiznos?
You don't like Quiznos?
No.
Oh, yeah. They had the little conveyor belt oven that you put your sandwich through.
I had Quiznos last year in Denver's airport when I was on my way to, I think I was going my way to Oregon.
Oh, see, I was in Denver's airport. You could have had Voodoo Donuts there. That's where I sent you that picture of the caramel bacon cream-filled donut.
Listen.
That was where I got it, was in Denver's airport.
Listen.
With the Illuminati and the demonic horse they have out front.
I am not eating no donut with bacon.
Before you started explaining what Rax was, I was going to be like, I don't go to strip clubs. I don't know what Rax
is. R-A-X, Dylan. Come on. It's not Rax. No, not that. No, that place, though, they did have, I will say, they had a sandwich called the Beef Bacon Cheddar. If I'm not mistaken.
Ooh, that's Arby's.
Which they didn't call it that, though. They called it the BBC. Hello! Johnny O, BBC.
It's the only
BBC I know about.
He's a porn star.
What? So, I think we got to talk about what's happening. I don't know. On this show, I'm in the minority in that I am watching the World Cup. You two are not, Dylan and Tyvus. So, I'm breaking news to you that I think the rest of the world is aware of. But are you aware of what happened last night in soccer, in the World Cup?
No. Messi hit two goals.
Messi did hit two goals, yes. You know who else did? Kylian Mbappe.
Mbappe, yes.
Yeah. And Erling Haaland also had two goals.
Is Cristiano Ronaldo still in
He's
it?
Playing today, and he is ass.
Really?
Bad.
Well, you know, the legacy between him and Messi.
It's over.
Who's the GOAT? The Messi fan says is Ronaldo's never won the World Cup.
No. Ronaldo also is ass. Like, he is not. He's terrible compared to
him. Don't watch
him.
He is, dude.
I'm telling you. Stop that.
Go watch him today. You haven't watched.
What time?
1 o'clock. Go watch him. He's playing today. I forget who Portugal's playing. Maybe Uzbekistan, I feel like, could be it. They're favored. Yeah. And you go find out if he actually does what he's supposed to. Because he played in their first game, he was atrocious. Lionel Messi, meanwhile, has 5 goals in 2 games. Haaland and Mbappe both have 4 apiece. And I'm going to make this comparison for you. This is like watching, for me as a soccer fan, watching Mbappe, Erling Haaland, and Lionel Messi all at the same time in a World Cup. All of them going off, going crazy. That is like getting to watch LeBron, Kobe, and Jordan all playing at the same time in the playoffs, in the NBA.
I thought they told me Pele was like the best soccer player.
That's fine. He's not alive. I'm saying like these guys, I'm saying you have how many of us, if we could sign up to watch Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron all playing at the same time in games, we would, obviously Kobe's no longer with us, but I'm saying we would have all signed up for that if we could have. Their careers didn't. You know, LeBron and Kobe's did. Jordan's did not really overlap. It overlapped some with Kobe's, but not at his prime. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm saying you can still watch these guys. Messi is still playing out of his mind. Erling Haaland is in his prime. Kylian Mbappe is, like, arguably the best player in the world. Like, you watch all three of these guys playing at the same time. The Golden Boot record for the most goals in the World Cup, like, last year, or last World Cup, Kylian Mbappe won it. He had 8 goals in the entire World Cup. Messi has 5 right now, and it's been 2 games. I'm saying you are watching like an all-time level performance at the World Cup from not one, but 3 guys, at least 3 guys. This World Cup is, I'm telling you, it is one of it. Forget about what the U.S. is doing, which is also
washed,
great.
Man.
Go watch him today. They're literally talking about his fans of Portugal. The fans are literally saying, maybe we should bench this guy.
Like, no.
Yes, because he's been so bad. He takes away.
It's been 1 game.
It's not 1 game. He's washed. He's bad.
They lost 1 game.
Mark it down today. Going to get subbed out in the 55th
minute. You know how
much
it cost to get into that game?
How much?
$1,500.
Oh, I know. Oh, trust me. There is a slight chance that Portugal and Argentina could play each other in the next round if Portugal
Brazil
does.
Brazil and Scotland, $2,200.
Dude,
who's Scotland got? I know Brazil got Neymar.
Scotland's just got a bunch of guys.
They got their fan base is what they
got.
Yeah,
they do. Yeah, they do have some good players there, but yeah. I saw some Buckeye fans make some pretty wild claims yesterday. We'll discuss that in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, we are still looking at some slowdowns for those that live in New Albany. This time around, it's 161 eastbound by Beach Road, as well as now 62 eastbound when you're passing that interchange. So that's what's going on out there. We also have some slowdowns really forming in Madison County. As per usual, not too crazy out there. 40 eastbound, a 20-minute commute between 42 to 270. Definitely take 70 east to head downtown instead. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu. If you're
2543. T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. In terms of the Waffle House menu, Tyvus covered and smothered his opponents. Meanwhile, T-Bone is a chunk of hash who's often covered in gravy. I'm not sure what that means either. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Well, we have ignited some food discussion on a Hot Take Tuesday. You can get at your hot takes at Bone and Tyvus 971 or in the YouTube chat. That is where Jacob sent us this. He said, hot take, Cane's is nothing without the sauce. I will die on that hill.
A lot of people say that.
Like, get rid of Cane's sauce and you're left with just mediocre chicken.
I've never, who does that though?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't
know.
Who
goes and don't eat, dip their chicken tenders in any type of sauce?
They're not telling you to eat it without the sauce. They're saying, hey, dip it in our sauce.
No, but he saying, like, it's just the cane sauce? Like, are you, like, the honey mustard is fine.
It's more like he's saying the cane sauce. And were you the one who brought up honey mustard?
Yeah, I need the honey mustard.
See, I never knew that they even had honey mustard until you brought that up.
It's in the special, it's not, usually, you know, you, like, tear the package open, like, but no, this is, like, comes in the cane cups.
Oh, yeah, well, so does their sauce, the regular sauce.
That's what I'm saying. That special that they give it its own cup, not like one of them little tear away the foil on the front.
Oh, we'll see. I at least when I go to Cane's, they give it to me, and whatever sauce I get, it's in that cup, but I always get the cane sauce. Now,
have you ever got barbecue sauce?
At Cane's?
Do they have barbecue sauce?
I never even asked for it.
I didn't know they had the honey mustard, though, so I have no idea.
I feel like Josh or somebody said that there's another sauce there that they
get. There could be. I will never know, because if I go to Cane's, I'm getting the cane sauce. That's what makes it great.
That's a red flag if you're getting, like,
anything other than cane sauce?
Maybe it's hot sauce. I can't remember what it is. They got another
this
sauce
is
there.
Like a core question that I ask a girl, like, that I'm talking to, like, considering dating. It's like, when you go to Cane's, do you use ketchup? And the answer is yes. I'm like, oh, it was nice knowing you.
Oh, if you go anywhere for chicken and you use ketchup?
Yeah, no, well, people say they want to use ketchup for the fries. That's also what the cane sauce is for.
Oh, no, I get that. I will have both. Sometimes I will dip it in ketchup, but no, for fries only. I might
cane sauce for everything. Even the
cane sauce is great, but I have to ask like 3 of them then, because I am using all the cane sauce. I dip the bread in it too.
By the way,
I don't eat the bread.
Oh God, Tyvus.
Oh my God, yeah. I didn't miss that.
No.
Listen, this is how the toast works.
I double up on the toast.
The only way you can really eat the toast, that has to be like the first thing you eat when it's like,
okay. Done.
Okay. But like, I don't do that. I never do that. The first thing I eat is always the fries.
Yeah, we'll eat the best part first. I agree with you. I'll eat that toast every... I love that toast.
Fast food places in general recently, super cheap with the sauce. I don't know if you're going through the same stuff, but like Wendy's now was like, you want an extra sauce? Give us a quarter.
Oh, yeah,
it's like, I know. Just put it in the bag.
I know.
You're not making any money off of this.
You're charging me $13 for a burger.
You're already giving me a junior bacon cheeseburger that's as thick as a dime. Like, just give me a sauce, an extra sauce for my kid and her nuggets. Kidding.
Yeah, I feel like that discussion about the cane sauce thing, that it's not any good without the sauce, that does feel a little bit like, yeah, this Big Mac without the sauce is just kind of like a cheeseburger. It's like, yeah, right. That's why you put it on there. It's called Big Mac sauce. It's essential to the sandwich.
By the way, Josh texts me and says, don't put any other sauce on me. I've never asked for barbecue sauce at Cane's. Says that honey mustard be hitting, though. And Cane sauce mixed with a little hot sauce is elite.
See, I've never done either of those things. I just get the Cane sauce, dip the chicken in, and we're done. And I do feel like the Cane sauce is what makes
it. Well, it ain't barbecue. It was hot sauce then. The one that gets hot sauce from there.
All right. So here's some wild claims yesterday from Buckeye fans. Like, so Dusty May announced he's going to go take the Mavs job. Well, they haven't announced it, but it's breaking news. Yesterday, it was reported that he's going to take that job, go to the NBA. If that is happening, that will then lead to Michigan being, they will have an opening in the transfer portal. They've already promoted an assistant coach to be the head coach. But this is what I saw yesterday from Buckeye fans. Whoo! Dodged a bullet, baby. We dodged a bullet, man. We could have had Dusty May or Jake Diebler. We dodged a bullet. Mm. Thank God we didn't get Dusty May. I want to separate the Jake Diebler conversation because I know a lot of you think I just am an absolute hater on Jake Diebler, and I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not.
It's, embrace it.
I point out facts, and people apparently call that hating now, but whatever. We can move that.
But you never.
Set that aside.
You also never present positive facts.
What do you want? What are you talking about? Like the fact that they had to go beg a kid to reclassify, so hopefully this team doesn't miss the tournament? Yeah, exactly right. Hopefully this year they're great.
What did Scottie Pippen's son say? What did Scottie Pippen say about the program?
What did he say?
This is a team that is going to be competing for championships.
Sure. Hopefully that dude, when it happens, I'm going to be there and excited for it. I cannot wait for that to happen. I'm so excited. But let's take Jake Diebler out of it, because I think some people think I'm just trying to hate on it. I'm not. But I don't understand the conversation that some people are having. Some Michigan fans are doing this too. They're like, I wish we'd never done this. With Dusty May, he got you a national championship. Yeah, if I were a Michigan fan, I'd want him to be there for 10 years and win me more. But in what planet am I living on where people think that's a worse situation than any other college basketball program that is like trying to win a national championship? You know how hard that is to do? To get Dusty May to come there and win you a national championship in year two. Yeah, it sucks he's leaving, but I would take 2 years of any head coach who can get me a national championship in 2 years and then decides to move on. That'd be fine with me.
I feel like the Dusty May and Jake Diebler situation, like, it doesn't bother me. I was relieved when we learned that, you know, it was Dusty May who kind of pulled out at Ohio State and decided to go.
Yeah, that's been.
It wasn't that Ohio State chose Jake Diebler over Dusty May. It was more so Dusty May chose the Wolverines of Ohio State. So like,
that's its own set of problems. But
yeah,
sure,
yeah, whatever. But like, when you get that information, it's like, all right, like, to me now, it doesn't really, like, I didn't look at him.
Well, that's why I'm saying, like, separate this is not about crapping on Jake Diebler at all. This is about saying, I don't understand the fans who are saying, thank God we didn't get Dusty May. What are you talking about? Like, again,
that's crazy talk.
I'm saying you wouldn't want a coach to come to Ohio State and win a championship in 2 years. Are you outside of your mind? What planet am I living on where I think that would be an acceptable bargain to get a guy for 2 years and win a championship?
Dusty May decided to go to another college. He went to the NBA. Like,
right.
That speaks on your program. Okay, we're so good that he came here, got us a championship in 2 years, and then went to the NBA. Like, the NBA thought he was that good.
Well, and people are like
that's a huge compliment.
Also, Dusty May, if he wants to go, I'm not trying to like say how great this dude is. It does suck that he's told everyone, yeah, I'm back. I'm going to be here. Don't worry. Hey, we have a contract. Do you want to sign it? Huh? I'll get to that. My agent, it's got lost in my email. I'm not sure. I'll get to it. And then he takes a job with the Mavs. Like, that does suck. I acknowledge that.
In college sports, if anybody ever says that they're guaranteed to be back, that is a lie.
Yes.
From coach to player.
Absolutely.
They are lying to you.
This is the system we have now. But that's part of it too, where I feel like the notion that I'd rather build something for 12 years and then ultimately never win anything, but man, we gave it a good old college try. He came in there and went not like microwave. He went nuclear. Like, he turned your program from being, it was good before, it then got run into the ground where you had a coach literally trying to choke out other coaches and fighting his assistants before he got fired.
He didn't try to choke him. He grabbed his face.
Okay. Well,
he
missed.
To grab his face.
Look up a shooting percentage. I bet it was that he was attempting to choke and he missed. The point is, I'm just saying, like, you went from that to a national championship in 2 years. Like, I would take that every way. And maybe there are scandals. Maybe there are things that will come out later. That part I would not want. I would not want sanctions. But,
well, Chris G leaves you with this hot take Tuesday. Jake Diebler is the best coach in the Big Ten Conference for men's basketball.
What?
Chris G said.
What? What? What?
Not even sure. Never mind.
I'm not sure
he's the best coach in the state.
Y'all two just naked here.
I'm just trying to think of, like, maybe I missed where, like, half the coaches in the Big Ten all took other jobs and I forgot about it. Okay, that might be. I don't know. All right, we'll come back. The NHL is trying to stir up some stuff with Zach Werenski. We'll tell you about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and welcome to your Tuesday. Over on the north side, we are still noticing that right lane blocked after a disabled vehicle was reported 71 in that northbound direction, just passing that 270 interchange. Also seeing slowdowns forming even more, getting a little bit slower out there when it comes to traffic. We're talking our southeast corner, Pickerington, Canal Winchester, places like that. 33 westbound, about a 6 minute commute right now between Gender Road to 270. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albiz with your fan.com.
Have you ever met a man who wins money betting on tennis? Enter Scotty Vegas. Join Scotty and Dave Biddle for On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Sunday mornings at 9 on The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. No, I've never heard of the band on T-Bone's shirt either. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Listen up. Just because you're getting older doesn't mean you have to feel like it. Lord knows I don't. 4485, baby. I'm still in my prime. If your energy is low, sleep is off, weight won't budge, your mind feels foggy, and your sex drive isn't what it used to be, it's time to switch things up. It's time to go see my people at Tri-State Men's Health. If you're in your early to mid-30s, you're starting to lose 2 to 3% of testosterone production every year, and you cannot let this happen. If you have any symptoms, go to TriStateMen'sHealth.com. Take their low T quiz. It's a simple 10-question quiz with yes or no answers. After that, you want to schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health. They will do your lab work and have your results within 30 minutes. The appointment is only $99 right now. There are two locations located in Columbus. One is in Hilliard, the other one's in Westerville. Some people wait too long. Don't ignore the signs. Call today and take the first step towards feeling better again. To getting better, to running it under 5 flat. 446 is coming soon. Call them today at 800-900-9654. Visit TriStateMensHealth.com. Featured therapies are compounded and have not been evaluated nor approved by the FDA. Provider prescription required. See websites for details.
You know, I don't get a lot of things right, but when I do get something right, I like to take a little victory lap, and I'm about to today because I said in the first hour of the show, talking about the NBA draft is tonight, and I said, I bet you 80 to 90% of our audience does not care at all about the NBA draft.
What'd they say?
Fan poll today, sponsored by JT's Pizza Pub. Are you going to watch tonight? Are you interested in the NBA draft tonight? 84% of you said not a chance.
How about new?
No. And that's, I just want to juxtapose that with the NFL draft. Now, I'm not trying to, what was it that Joshua Perry says? Maybe Tyvus, you remember this. He was saying it a lot when he was on the show with us. He's like, I don't want to yuck in anybody's yak or something like that. I can't remember what the phrase was. He would, whatever. I don't want to yam on your gram, or I can't remember what it was. I don't want to nuck if you buck. I can't remember. Something like that. Anyway,
I'm going to guess that it wasn't that.
Point is, he was like, I'm not trying to crap on what you like, all right? If you are excited about the NBA draft, good for you. I personally am someone that isn't as excited as the average sports fan about the NFL draft, because I feel like it is the perfect example of this is a whole television production that could have just been an email. Because I could wake up, and I've done this now that I work mornings. Last year, I watched maybe 4 or 5 picks. I saw where the Browns were picking. I saw their pick. I went to bed. I got up. I read the rest of the draft. I was like, what do you know? Trade happened. Okay. Nice. I'm saying I didn't stay up the whole night because I wasn't working on the draft coverage like you were for the Browns. But my point is,
he says, I don't want to yuck your yam.
I don't want to yuck your. See, I knew it was something with yucking and yamming and all that. There we go.
I must have just chose to forget that he says. What the hell is that?
What's that? I'm just saying, if you like draft coverage, if you're all in on tonight's draft or you get all excited about the NFL draft, that's fine. I'm someone personally that doesn't get as excited about either of those things as I do about actual sports going on. I'd rather watch a baseball game than watch either of these drafts, personally.
Don't say that.
I'd rather watch. I'm going to watch the World Cup tonight. If I watch anything, I'm going to flip that on. I'm not going to watch the NBA draft. I don't care. I'll get up tomorrow to see who went first, second, and third.
You know why you do this?
Why?
Because you don't want to forget about the little people.
It's not the little people. It's that I'd rather watch live sports than watch.
You would rather watch baseball than the NFL draft.
Guardians have a big series. They've got a big series with the Sox right now.
There's no one playing. Everyone's hurt. You're going to watch the Cleveland Clippers over the NBA draft?
That's fine. Local connection. Great. By the way, how'd it go last night? They win?
No.
I know they didn't. I saw that. They lost it.
Why you? Why, what's wrong with you?
Bring it up.
Did the Mets win?
No. And I hate them. I hate them. I don't have false hope every year with that stupid team. I know.
They lost 5-6. So
All right. Whatever. Anyway, the point is, I am not the draft person, but I know a lot of you love the NFL draft. If I ask this question today about, are you excited for the NFL draft next year? Are you interested in the NFL draft next year? It'd be a lot more people than 16% saying they're excited about it. It's supposed to be generational tonight for this NBA draft. That's what I'm saying. Like,
allegedly.
I'm saying the disparity between the NFL and NBA draft, despite both of them essentially being an email you could read in the morning, both of them being not actual sports happening, one of them has turned into a cultural icon that you cannot miss. People travel. They set their whole schedule around draft.
But you got to think about
it. And then you have the NBA draft that, like, we're on a sports station talking about getting drafted tonight, and it's 85% of you say, I'm not even interested in it.
I would say a large portion of our fan base is Cavs fans. If the Cavs had the number one pick tonight, I bet you that percentage would change.
Sure enough. That's very true. But I'm saying, we have a large percentage of fans who are both Bengals and Browns fans, but we also have a large percentage of fans who, this city does not have an NFL team. We do have one of the big college football teams here. Maybe if we had one of the big college basketball teams here that actually produced that level of talent, maybe we'd be more excited about the draft year in, year out. But I'm telling you, across the country, I don't think the NBA draft can hold a candle to the NFL draft.
No.
And that's because of the marketing of college football and the marketing of the NFL. They're two vastly different things than what you get from the NBA and college basketball. Right or wrong, that is the way it is.
Oh, I messed it up. Josh, it is yuck your yum.
Yuck your yum, not yuck your yam. Thank you. Don't want to yuck your yum on Zach Werenski and the Blue Jackets, but
okay. This is Josh, where you get that from? Yuck your yum.
That's what he said. I don't know. I liked it. It's good. Now, I keep seeing this stuff popping around on the NHL. I just saw this from Pierre LeBrun. This is a quote yesterday about Zach Werenski and the Blue Jackets, okay? Quote, Pierre LeBrun, NHL insider extraordinaire. There are certainly indications that him and his camp are having conversations about what the future looks like. Dude, you either have news or you don't. Shut the F up. If you don't have anything, what are you talking about? Like, there's indications they're having conversations. Name them. Tell me what the indications are. This has been all the NHL's been doing for the last 2 weeks since Dylan Larkin said he wants out of Detroit. They're like, oh, Zach Werenski might want out too. Fine. Show me where. Mother, you know what? Otherwise, I'm sick of this news every day where it's like Zach Werenski may want out. I get it. He's not going to be here for 10 more years if they keep losing like they have. But like the idea that this offseason he's begging out, that's fine. If that's happening, I'm willing to hear that it is happening because
Jackets
have earned that over the years. But show me some hard news on it. Don't give me like, oh, I thought that this might happen just because I don't know. Why would he want to play in Columbus?
Do you think?
Give me something that's actual news.
Do you think him and Bones have a good relationship?
I'm very curious about that. I don't know.
It takes me back to the press conference.
I was just thinking the same thing.
I don't know why he's acting like that. Like, you know, everybody else was like, I kind of understand where Bones was coming from. And he was like, I don't know why Bones is acting like that. Blah, blah.
The other guy who looked very standoffish at that time was Provorov. Yes. Provorov in that press conference was kind of like, I don't know why you're asking me these questions. I don't know why you keep asking me the same questions. And Werenski wasn't quite to that level, but on the level of annoyed with the Rick Bonus, you know, basically calling out the team. When they had those press conferences, I would say Provy was one, and then Werenski was either like two or three. Like, way down on the list was Charlie Coyle. Charlie Coyle was like, oh yeah, we earned that. That was great. That's why I want to play for this guy. And now Charlie Coyle's like back with a big contract and all that stuff. I don't know if that's reading too much into it, to your point. But yeah, like, there could be chances that Werenski is not thrilled here. I'm just asking for the NHL people to produce actual news.
Well, they were roommates in college, so therefore they're the same person with the same brain, and they have the same thinking, I feel, is like how this is being reported.
The Dylan Larkin thing, right?
Yes.
They're both from the same part of Michigan, too, if I'm not mistaken. Like, they're both from the Detroit area, all that stuff. But again, why, like, there's all levels of reporting you could actually do if you had news. It just feels like what they're doing is trying to make this a story when they have nothing.
See, I feel like hockey is different than other sports.
Okay.
I feel like they're more blunt in hockey. Like, they, if it's a problem, like, the player or coach will come right out and say it. Like,
That's what I'm talking about.
So the fact that it isn't that, or he hasn't said anything, makes me think, okay, maybe it ain't nothing.
No, I mean... For sure, I think anyone reading the tea leaves could say a guy who's just won the Norris Trophy and talks all the time about how much he loves to win doesn't want to stay playing for a franchise that loses all the time.
But you don't want him to get to see.
I didn't say that. He could. I think the best option is to have someone else get to see and let him be the best player, not have to worry about all that. I don't think he has to be everything for this franchise. He can just be an awesome player. But if they give him the captaincy, of course, then I'm fine with that. But still have to figure out what they're doing with their free agents. It looks like Boone Jenner probably will be gone. Mason Marchment probably will be gone too. Looks like from everything we're hearing from Don Waddell, like, hey, if they can get better offers, go get them. Like, that's kind of been the MO. So we'll see what happens there. But I just want actual news from the NHL people. Not, we don't think he wants to play in Columbus because, I don't know, we don't like Columbus. Well, that's you. Which NFL teams had the worst offseasons this year? And did the Browns make the list? Find out next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, say it isn't so. Over on the east side, we are seeing repairs continue 670 eastbound, just passing 62, that 5th Avenue area. The right lane is blocked. We saw the same repairs happening just yesterday. Around this time, folks, it is back open. 44 miles per hour when it comes to your speeds. Definitely expect some slowdowns. If you're heading out towards the further east side, we're talking by Easton. That 270 and 670 split, especially over by the airport. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan travel.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. It was a big day in the association yesterday. We'll start with news of a big trade last night as the Bucks are trading Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo to the Miami Heat along with Bobby Portis Jr. In return, the Bucks will receive Tyler Hero, Kelle Ware, Hami Hakez Jr., and Kasperis Jakachonis and three first-round draft picks. Before the Giannis news dropped yesterday, it was reported the Dallas Mavericks are hiring Michigan coach Dusty May as their new head coach. The Wolverines are promoting Mike Boynton Jr. to interim head coach. And on the diamond, the Guardians lost to the White Sox 6-5 in Chicago, while the Reds lost at home to the Milwaukee Bucks 2-1. Or the Milwaukee Brewers, excuse me. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozak at TurboTrack Realty and get a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Two men, one appendix. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Fishy handed me the plug sheet, which you usually give it to T-Bone, but T-Bone forgets sometimes, so he gave it to me to make sure that it gets red.
All the time. That's the word. All the time. Go ahead.
Wait, between you and Dylan, I don't know what's wrong with y'all two. Some things that's coming up on the fan today. Bishop and Franz has Tuesdays with Tabari. Rothman and Ice, they got a banger of a guest at 1:30. Tuesdays with some guy named Tyvis Powell.
I've heard of him.
That's going to be a banger. Mm-hmm. And then Common Man and Timmy has See You Next Tuesday with Jen Winters, which is always fun.
Yeah.
Some things that's coming up on the fan today.
There you go. Perfect. So we got you covered all day long. And, of course, we'll have all NBA draft coverage. I think every show's doing at least 2 hours, maybe 3 full hours of draft coverage. Or something else. They're not. Again, fan poll today, JT's Pizza Pub. I think 85% of you have said, I'm not interested in the NBA draft
tonight. The Cavs got a first-round pick, right? I think they do.
I don't remember.
I feel like they do.
Yeah.
I think it's pick 29.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Well, nobody would be there.
By the way, Reimer is in here. I promise I'm not doing this just to like...
Musical chairs?
No. I'm not trying to like make it so that you as a college basketball fan feel like crap when it's like, oh, hey, no one cares about this draft. But like you've pointed out, this is a generational draft tonight. And I don't know how the NBA continues to fumble something that the NFL runs with and makes a huge thing out of. Every single year. NBA doesn't even have, they don't have to keep your attention for 7 rounds. They have to keep it for 2. And they can't even do that.
Well, you were talking about in the last segment about how like the NFL and college football, like they advertise it and they brand it a lot better than the NBA and college basketball. Last year and even like years prior, there are top 10 games that aren't even like, not even on main ESPN. They're like on ESPN2, ESPNU or something like that. And it's like, come on, like this is a high level college basketball game here. Right, what are we doing? Right. Like if it was football, it'd be the game of the week.
Yeah, I don't understand how they can't get that right on the college basketball level. And I know part of it now where everything it's like, which that's been something I've noticed from watching the World Cup, not to like change gears, but when I go to flip on a World Cup game, it's literally on Fox or occasionally on FS1. Why is that? Of all the major providers out there, Fox does not do the app thing with their major like programming that CBS does with Paramount Plus, NBC does with Peacock, you know, ESPN, ABC have done with their apps now. Like everyone is trying to get you to be on an app. If this was an NBC product for like the World Cup, it'd be like, oh yeah, this one's on Peacock. Now the Spanish language version is on Peacock, but I'm saying if you watch the English language version of any of these World Cup games, they're on Fox primarily and then maybe FS1. I don't have to look for it. It's not hard to find. I still go find the other stuff on the other apps. I'm not so old that I can't figure that out. But it's annoying as hell. And I do know for casual fans, that is a barrier where it's like, where the hell do I find this game? Mm-hmm. On your college basketball front, it's like, oh, Purdue's playing a big game against Michigan tonight on Peacock. Nope, I'm not looking for it.
I think
it.
That actually happened this year.
Right, I'm saying like, I'm not looking for that unless you're a diehard college basketball fan or a fan of one of those programs. This helps with the ratings. That's why the NFL also, go figure, does very well with the ratings for many reasons. But one of them is you don't have to get on too many apps now. They're starting to with Prime. But like we don't have so many going yet where it's like every game I have to figure out what app it's on. 90% of the NFL games you want to watch are right on your TV, right where you think they would be. So that's something college basketball has to deal with for sure. I saw this from CBS Sports, ranking the NFL's biggest offseason losers. Spoiler alert, no Browns, no Bengals on this list, in case you were wondering. So that's good. Here are their list of the top 5 worst NFL off seasons this year. Falcons at number 5, which, I mean, part of that is because of the James Pierce Jr. situation
he got 2 games suspended, right?
Yeah, he has. Did they announce that officially, that he's got the 2-game suspension?
I thought they did yesterday.
Did they?
Okay. The day before.
Yeah. So he's got 2-game suspension.
They dodged a bullet with that one.
Well, and there were, regardless of whether or not, like, the allegations, the very troubling allegations against him, regardless. But yeah, he's going to have a 2-game suspension there. But
is there hiring if Kevin Stefanski a part of this logic?
That's what I want to know.
It did say that he comes with question marks. So
we
yes,
need to
they
play better.
They factored that in. They also factored in that the situation in Atlanta is arguably worse at quarterback than it was in Cleveland with Michael Penix Jr., who's coming off his third torn ACL, and Tua Tagovailoa. So that's where you also have to take in, you have to take on, I guess the Dolphins had to take on a bunch of dead cap just to get rid of Tua. So it's not like he's exactly coming in with all the fanfare, although some people want to talk themselves into it. But yeah, so that's their number five. Number four, the Packers. They said had one of the worst off seasons of this NFL offseason.
Did they lose all their receivers?
They lost Romeo Doubs. They also lost at the linebacker spot Quay Walker, left tackle Rashid Walker in free agency.
Right.
Which, so that's, I mean, again, they've lost players. Not exactly. They have a lot of injuries they're dealing with, too. Micah Parsons still on the PUP list. He's probably not going to start the season off
for like 6 to 8 games or something like that.
I found it interesting that the Patriots were at number three only. Like, you have your head coach in a scandal that he's refusing to talk about. And
he already came out and said they did.
What did he say?
We did it.
No, he didn't.
That's pretty much
he didn't. Yeah. He said,
I'm going to be counseling and I'm sorry to my family.
I'm sorry. But he didn't say what.
You know what?
We know what, but he didn't say what. And all I'm saying is this is looming because all it takes is Diana Rossini to show up on Tom Rinaldi's, like, tell-all, you know, whatever show. And, like, that there will be an hour-long sit-down with Diana Rossini talking about everything she's been through with this. And it all comes right back to the forefront for the Patriots, right? So they can kind of pretend like this doesn't matter. They can pretend like this isn't a big deal. But I do feel like when that scandal fully gets unpacked, it's going to happen. We're inching closer and closer to the season. It will come out at some point, and it will be a distraction. So I do think that's a very, you know, something to keep an eye on. Also, one thing that they're pointing out, I know a lot of people pointed out about the Patriots this year, they had one of the easiest schedules, not like just last year in the NFL. They had one of the easiest schedules in the NFL since like the turn of this millennium. Since the year 2000, they had the sixth easiest schedule
in last year's Patriots. The Browns got that this year.
Allegedly. Good. Well, that'd be great. They're going to need it. But my point is now they open up with a strength of schedule that is vastly different because of where they finished last year. Patriots are going to have a much tougher schedule. Will they be able to replicate 14-3 with a distracted head coach and all the other issues there that they have? So questions to be answered in New England. Number two on the list of worst NFL offseasons, the Cardinals, which I think you can just say, arguing with Jacoby Brissett about how much money they want to pay him. That's all you have to say.
I feel like the only big thing that they did question mark wise is the hiring of Mike LaFleur. Like that's LaFleur.
That's the only thing?
That to me, yeah.
Hey, I'm told when you hire the brother of someone who was good, that usually works out awesome at head coach. So I think that's a great move. I don't know why we're mad at that.
I mean, I think it's a great idea. He's a first time head coach. And nobody really knows. Like,
again, these are all good things. I've always heard these are good things.
He was the OC for the Rams, right?
Yeah.
But everybody knows that Sean McVay's the play caller.
Well, right. Remember with the Rams, it's like, but then who were the Browns trying to get was another
Nathan
guy who's also like kind of calling plays with the Rams.
He was the quarterback coach, I believe.
What I'm saying is the Rams offense was so good, they have potentially like three head coaches just in the offensive, like Sean McVay, the actual head coach, and then a guy now who got a job as a head coach in Mike LaFleur, and then Nate Shieldhouse, who's like the next in line to get a head coach job. He could have had them, and he turned them down this year, right? The Browns would have made him a head coach.
I'm pretty sure if you brush shoulders with Sean McVay, you get a head coaching job.
That's exactly right. And then number one on the list for the worst offseason this year, they actually have the Jacksonville Jaguars because of all the stuff that they did in free agency where they pretty much whiffed.
I don't even know what they did.
Nothing. Exactly. It's the answer. They lost a bunch of guys. They lost Devin Lloyd, a linebacker, Travis Etienne, a running back, Greg Newsome, gone at corner, Andrew Wingard, all out. They only signed guys from the outside that are dudes that are who, what, and I'm not sure. Like, if I read all these guys' names, they're not guys you're familiar with. So, like, I'm just saying this is not a good offseason for them, but I don't know that the Jags had the worst one, but I'm just relieved the Browns aren't on the list.
They're number one as best.
Oh, I know. Everybody's saying they've done not only not had the worst, but they had one of the best offseason because of their draft. And then I'm not sure the rest of the reason.
I mean, when you trade the best defensive player in the league, you should
get the award for the best.
Jimmy Haslam on the road. We traded Miles, the best player, and then traded Giannis. Hold my beer. Let me trade Giannis, too.
Because he owns the Bucks too. That's right. Is Ohio Stadium the toughest stadium to play in? We'll discuss it coming up next. Devon and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good Tuesday morning to you. Well, traffic is definitely picking up around this 8 o'clock hour. Starting over here on the north side, we are seeing a crash. That left lane is blocked on 270 as you head westbound, just passing 23 over by the Worthington area. Then over on the east side, we got some major delays after a crash out there. The left lane is blocked on that 270 southbound ramp as you head downtown towards 670 westbound. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your...
The Reds are on the Fan's family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A refreshing start to the day for us with temperatures in the 50s and a few clouds. Then this afternoon, plenty of sun as highs get into the upper 70s. We'll get mostly clear skies tonight, lows down into the 50s again. And then for Wednesday, plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 80s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
Here's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well, except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan. When Tyvus looks at Bone, he sees the future. Bald, fat, white. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Meat Sweat sent us a tweet. At Bone and Tyvus 971 said, is this how Tyvus got his 48540 this weekend? It's just the clip of the scene from The Dictator with the Borat guy, where he's pretending to be a dictator. And yeah, in the scene, he leaves early from the starting block and then shoots the gun. And then as the other runners start to pass him, he shoots at them. And then he shoots like the judge. And then he gets the finish line guys to run up quicker to get him through the line so he can set a world record. So, yeah, man, I don't know if you did quite that. Did you threaten any of the guys with the timers, with the stopwatches?
No.
Didn't threaten anybody?
I slid him a dub to give me the 38 instead of the 40.
What's the term, up the blick? Did you up the blick with the guy who had the watch?
I left my blickadoo at home.
I still, in my mind, a blickadoo is just a gaggle of art supplies from Blick's Art Studios. That's what I tend to think it is. All right. By the way, we had a bunch of people also referencing the fact that we were talking about which fast food chain will you trade. Texas is getting its first White Castle. And I love White Castle. White Castle's great. I don't eat there that often, though. And I'm saying I would be willing to trade Texas. White Castle, straight up, for Whataburger. You can have White Castle. You can have all of them, as a matter of fact. And we'll take your Whataburgers and bring them up here. I would do that trade. I don't think they would. They would probably say, we're going to need a first-round pick of something. Or, like, future option on a player. We're going to need something else.
The first time I went out to, like, try In-N-Out and try Whataburger and all these different places, I always compared them to Sonic.
Okay.
And? It was like the burger is like, if you went to Sonic, you essentially had...
Do you like the burger at Sonic or
it's
no?
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah. I like the Whataburger burger. And I do... I don't mind a Sonic burger, but... Yeah, I said I would make that trade in a second. I said I would trade Wendy's for Whataburger. And I love Wendy's.
But not Taco Bell.
Not Taco Bell.
What about Taco Bell for Cookout? He got a sick bag.
That's a tough one. I really love Cookout because you can get like a chicken quesadilla there. You can get tacos there. And you can get all the other stuff.
And then obviously their world famous milkshakes.
Their milkshakes are unbelievable. Dude,
you gotta get back to me on that one.
they don't have Baja Blast. Sorry. I'm not making the trade for that reason. But Montana 808 Beats in the chat said the worst fast food chain by far, and it's not even close. Now, reminder, this is Hot Take Tuesday. The worst fast food chain by far, and it's not close. That's McDonald's. That place can disappear forever.
Yeah, actually, McDonald's is just convenient. It's not that great.
Okay. What are we doing here?
It's not.
What are we doing? I acknowledge that it's not my favorite place to go. I do go other places first. I will go to McDonald's. I like McDonald's. But it does feel a little bit like the conversation that's happening around Ohio State right now. They're like, actually, Jeremiah Smith's not as good a route runner as you think he is. Actually, I don't know, you know if he's the best. It's like, you just had too much time to look at greatness, and now you're picking it apart. That's stupid.
That's
ludicrous. Let's not do that, okay?
I mean, I think it's just one of those things that everybody grew up kind of eating it, and it's just
yeah,
like
the branding's
always,
good.
Yeah, it's always been a thing.
Okay, like,
is it the best fast food?
Who has the best? Who has the best French fries in
McDonald's.
Fast food?
McDonald's. No, that's a lie. Rallies.
Okay,
I agree with that.
Top three.
But here's the thing:
McDonald's fries.
Rallies. Yes, McDonald's fries are good if you get them fresh. Like, why is that a caveat? Just give me fresh fries every single time.
That's true. I agree with that. Like, it shouldn't be a question. Rallies. I'll tell you this. When I go to Arby's, I've never had cold Arby's fries to that point.
Like, I mean, yesterday I went to Arby's and I had to wait 10 minutes for them, but at least they were hot.
Yeah, right.
What did you get?
Curly fries.
That's it?
You know, that's not all I got.
No.
That's why I'm asking. What was their main entree?
They get this. They have this like chicken bacon Swiss sandwich. That's really been behind.
Chicken bacon Swiss.
Yes. You never had the chicken bacon Swiss at Arby's? It's one of the. No. I've been eating that since junior high. Like, that thing's been around. It's not new.
I'm more of the buffalo chicken sandwich.
Okay, they have that at Arby's. I never see it. I get roast beef or I get that. The chicken bacon Swiss. Those are the two things I get.
I haven't had roast beef.
I didn't know they did a buffalo chicken sandwich there. All right. See, I got to try
it.
It's
actually pretty good, too.
Is it? How do you feel about a Jamocha shake?
They're fine.
Oh, no.
I go there more for the mango lemonade.
Of course you do. Because you love lemonade. That's right.
Everyone knows you go to Arby's for the lemonade bone.
That's what it's on the map for. Of course lemonade, it is. Everybody knows that.
Now you got it. They got the one where you got to stir it with the straw before you drink it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because they use the little syrup stuff.
Here are from EA Sports the top 10 toughest places to play in college football. They actually did a top 25, but I won't bore you with. For what it's worth. Mississippi State, number 25, with their stupid cowbells. All right, whatever. But here's the top 10. Texas A&M Kyle Field, number 10. Clemson Memorial Stadium, number 9. Tennessee Neyland Stadium at number 8. Not Neyland North, Neyland Stadium. Florida, Ben Hill Griffin Stadium at 7. Miss me with that. When they're good, but that, when does that happen? Oregon at 6 with Austin Stadium. 5 is Bryant-Denny Stadium. Not Bryant-Denny Stadium, which is what I sometimes want to call that place for Alabama. Georgia at 4 with Sanford Stadium. Penn State, Beaver Stadium, number 3. The Ohio State University, Ohio Stadium, number 2. The Shoe. And number 1, Tiger Stadium at LSU.
I want to go to an LSU game just to experience it.
Oh, don't misunderstand me when I'm about to, you know, crap on some of these other places. But, like, I would go to almost all these stadiums. I've been to Alabama, but not for a game. We just were driving through, and we went to Tuscaloosa. Like, pulling up to that stadium, it's incredible. Seeing how big all of these stadiums are. Like, we know Ohio Stadium is huge, right? When you go up to that, but I'm used to it. I've been to that place a million times. Going up to seeing Bryant-Denny Stadium for the first time, I was like floored at how gigantic it is.
Mm.
And I'd say, I'm sure it would be the same thing if I went to Tiger Stadium at LSU or if I went out to Autzen Stadium. How did that compare when you went out to Autzen, when you went out to Oregon? What was that like?
Well, when I was doing the tailgate show, it was a noon kick. Well, wasn't it? No, it wasn't a noon kickoff because we was on the West Coast. It was a later time, but we were sitting there doing our set, and I smelled a little bit of ganja in the air.
Oh, in and Oregon?
I was like, man, y'all, before the game?
On a, well, in Oregon, on a college campus?
Like, man.
Are you kidding me?
I was thrown off by it.
You were surprised by this?
I was a little bit.
The atmosphere was great.
You know, obviously having the duck he come out on a motorcycle and all of that.
That's your favorite mascot.
That's right.
He's one of the best in the Big Ten.
No, you said he was the best.
Yeah, you said that to Brutus's face, by the way.
No, when Brutus came in, he cowered.
I forgot you did.
I said they're 1A and 1B.
Okay.
Who's 1A?
Brutus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going
to. What A and B?
If you said anything else.
That's loser talk.
That's what that would be.
Anyways.
Yeah.
I like Austin Stadium a lot, though. I think that they do. It was very loud. Washington also got a really loud stadium as well.
Yeah. For what it's worth, they had Michigan at 12. They had Texas at 13. I'm surprised Texas is that low too.
Wolverine Stadium is not loud. I'm sorry.
So you played in it.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been up there for other things.
I've heard
football
it very
games.
Quiet. It was very quiet when I was there.
Time is passing.
saves the season.
Yeah, you may not have the best perspective on it because when you went in there, you guys silenced him pretty quick. Although, I mean, all right, when you made that pick that he just played, I mean, it was loud for that play, wasn't it? Or did you even pay attention? You're just zoned in. You're locked in on everything else.
See, the thing about crowds when you play is that you really don't. I don't hear it. Like, where you notice that if it's loud or not is the communication. If Vine is standing right where you are and I'm talking to Vine and he can't hear me and I have to, like, do signals to him, that's a loud stadium.
Okay.
And it typically is like that on third downs.
Do you think about defense. That? Do you, like, here's the thing, though. I think as fans, when we're yelling and we see a player on the field and they have to, like, they're having communication issues, are they going, like, wow, I'm terrified to be here? Or are you just, like, annoyed, like, damn it, why can't you understand what I'm saying? Like,
that's why
I
would think in the moment, hand signal.
Right, in the moment, you're probably not like, oh, no, I'm intimidated. My knees are shaking. Like, you're not probably intimidated. Most good players are not intimidated by
that. No, I'm not. No. Okay. When it's loud, I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about what they do. As a defensive player, I'm thinking about what they doing on offense and what play I'm about to try to jump to get us out. Because, it's like I said, it's probably third down if it's at our – if we're at home, it's a third down play. If we're away, it's whatever. They quiet on offense for them. So
I'm told if the scoreboard is made slightly bigger, we'll be number one. And if we can get a few more drones, light shows, DJs, and fireworks, this will be the number one stadium in the country.
The two video boards will help.
Yes. Try 20. That's what we need. That'll fix it. That and more luxury seating. That will get us to number one. I'm quite sure. That'll do the job. All right. We'll come back. We have an update. One of the most important players for the U.S. men's national team. What's going on with Christian Pulisic? We'll tell you in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
If you live out in Reynoldsburg, I gotta say, your roads aren't looking too great this morning, especially 70 in that westbound direction. We have two different incidents not too far away from each other. The first one's gonna be a disabled vehicle, 70 westbound, just passing Bryce Road. That right lane is blocked because of it. But again, not too far away. We are seeing a crash now. The right lane is blocked on 70 westbound. And this time around, just passing State Route 256 with that crash, delays and backups all the way towards Etna so far. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. If it's 4:30 in the morning and you see a ginger version of Dom DeLuise speeding down 33, don't panic. It's just T-Bone.
We like driving.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
We are eating.
It is a Hot Take Tuesday. More of your hot takes coming up. We have quite a few of them in the chat. You can always drop those in YouTube, 971 Fan, T-Bone and Tyvus. Spent the break educating Tyvus on what a yellow card and a red card is in soccer. Not aware of this. Tyvus didn't know that apparently when you get a red card, they put that right in your face. They go right to you. Red card means you're out of the game and you're missing the next game. And they go right to you with that red card. They put it right in your eyeball and say, here you go. Get out of here.
This is hilarious. They kick it. Is this year's game?
They've had more red cards in this World Cup than they had all of last World Cup. Oh, they did. Yeah. I think they had three in like one game earlier. I think it was South Africa. They had a bunch of them, but yeah, it's bad. But
eight red cards.
Yeah. It's been a lot of them this year in the World Cup. So, I've got World Cup fever. I'm trying to convince my co-host to maybe pay attention to it. Dylan, have you watched?
I know 1 o'clock
today.
I'm
Portugal.
Going to see Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yes, go watch him be old and bad. Have you watched any World Cup meaningful?
No.
I was trying to calculate how many games I've watched. I mean, I'm talking full games, sat on the couch or at a bar and watched it on purpose of this World Cup. I've at least watched, I'm going to say, solidly 15. To 18 games. I need to go back and actually mark them down, all the games I've watched.
I haven't even been accidentally watching games. Like when I went to Firebirds the other day, the Germany game had pretty much just ended. Before that, I had went and celebrated Taco Tuesday at some Mexican restaurant. They had the Argentina pregame on, and then that game started at 9. I left the restaurant at 8:55. I was like, miss me with World Cup.
How long is
that's
a game?
Incredible. It's incredible. 90 minutes?
No. Like, yeah, I understand that, but like
with two hours.
Two hours.
Two hours.
So would
in and
you
out.
Say this is the shortest
sport.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, this is the thing.
It used to be not baseball, but now I feel like baseball is like the shortest.
No,
event.
It's this makes baseball look like a, you know, like an 8-hour event. Like this is 2 hours. You're in and out. Because they don't even go to extra time in these. It's just either win, loss, or tie. And like, so it's, they play 90 minutes. They do the stoppage time. They have like a 15-minute halftime. That's it. But yeah, I mean, legitimately every day of the last 2 weeks, I've sat down and watched at least two games. So I have to be over 20 games. Like, I at least have watched 20 games. And some days I watched like three or more. So yeah, I'm like Jacob Reimer, who's in here helping out today. Like, Ryan, time how you are with college basketball. That's how I am with this. Like, I cannot, this is my March Madness, except it's once every 4 years. So it's, I could have taken time off. I didn't, because all of the games are when I'm off anyway. So I'm living in World Cup land right now.
I have been intrigued because I've been like seeing some March Madness comparisons.
Oh,
like,
it's, yeah. I mean, that's what it is for soccer fans.
Yeah.
It's the best time of year for us. Well, the best time of every 4 years.
And what, Cape Verde or Cape Verde?
Cape Verde, yeah. Cape Verde.
When they tied Spain, like everyone was saying, like that was Purdue and Fairleigh Dickinson type level. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See? That's awesome.
That's right. Get pumped for that 0-0 draw.
Hey, man. Sorry that not everybody can understand the nuances of. Yeah, you have to actually watch the game as opposed to being like, oh, what's the score? Oh, it's 0-0. I guess nothing happened. You watch the game, you see a lot of stuff happen.
That's kind of how you look at
it. You see lots of stuff happen.
Nothing happened.
No, but when you watch like a football game, do you need to see the final score to know who's winning the, like, who's playing well? You can watch the game and determine who's playing well nine times out. Now, there might be a pick or something that changes the outcome of the game, but you can tell who's played better in a game when you watch a football game.
Well, and the goalie for that game was, Cape Verde's goalie is 40 years old.
Yeah.
If that says anything about how impressive that 0-0 draw was.
So you're telling me I can make a comeback is what you're
saying. There you go. Exactly. Sure. Right.
So let me ask you this, Bone. Browns, Jags, week one.
Mm-hmm.
They play to a nice 0-0 tie.
It wouldn't be that.
That was great football that got played.
Hang on.
You don't understand. It's the nuance of defense that it takes to go 0-0 for a whole regulation and overtime in the NFL.
I want to be clear. What you are comparing. No. This is a dumb comparison.
Why?
It is. I'll tell you why. Let me tell you. No, because what you're comparing are two salary capped teams who play in the same league. Yes, if they go to 0-0, that's not going to be any fun. But when you're watching equivalent of a MAC team playing the Patriots and they go to like a 3-3 or 6-6 type of game where they just kick a couple field goals, but no one really scores a touchdown. That would be, would we not agree that if like Akron went and played the Patriots to a tie, we would all say, holy cow, how did they do that?
Yeah, but I wouldn't act like it was super interesting either.
That's You're out of your mind.
That's fair.
You're telling me if Akron from the MAC went and played an NFL team for somehow they set this game up, and then you watch that game and Akron kind of looked like they might even win the game and then they didn't. You're telling me you wouldn't be locked in on the fact that the Patriots, Drake May's throwing picks left and right, but they can't, then Akron can't score.
Akron's throwing picks left and right too.
Yes, but you would be saying Akron is hanging with the Patriots for four quarters.
As a defensive player, I would tell you it would be amazing for me.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, if you can't acknowledge, like, yeah, I agree with you. If it's like two powerhouse teams, like, let's say Spain and France are both really good. If they play to a 0-0 draw, yeah, that sucks. But like, if it's a tiny little team and a huge team playing like that, that's the equivalent. Cape Verde is like not even a country in 1974. They became a country in 1975. They didn't even try to qualify for the World Cup until like the early 2000s. And now they went toe-to-toe with Spain and Uruguay. Like, that's pretty impressive. But anyway, I get ties are not for everyone. I'm on an island by myself.
If they have to win their next game to make it to the.
Yeah, but they have a. I'm trying to remember who they play next, but they play a team that they could actually. They could advance out of this group, which is insane. Like, it's. That would be an upset of all upsets if they do that. Meanwhile, for the U.S. soccer team, Christian Pulisic. Tyvus, do you know who Christian Pulisic is?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Good. Good.
Christian Pulisic.
Good times.
Never heard.
Dylan, do you know who Christian Pulisic is?
Yes, but I couldn't tell you if he played in the last game or not.
Okay, good. That's fine, because you didn't watch.
Yeah.
well, Rhyme Time, Jacob Reimer's in there. Do you know who Christian Pulisic is?
Yeah, and I actually did the FIFA World Cup meal at McDonald's to get that cup.
Hey, same.
And I got Pulisic.
Did you really?
Yes.
Who is...
Let me
I got Grimace, and I, which I was so mad at them. Why did you even make a Grimace cup? Anyway, Christian Pulisic, Tyvis, is the best. He's the best player on the U.S. national team. He has been like... He's... You know how they're hyping Arch Manning? They were doing that with Christian Pulisic 10 years ago.
Okay.
Like, that's how hyped he was coming into soccer.
He could be better than Messi.
Let's not go that far. He could be the best player the U.S. has ever produced. That still might be a chasm between there and, like, the greatest of all time. However,
so he young?
He's, like, in his mid-20s now. He's okay. Been playing for a little bit. Okay. But
who does he play for outside of this?
He plays for AC Milan, which is in Italy.
Okay.
So, very good team. He's been very good for them. Played for Chelsea before. Anyway, he has been dealing with a calf issue. Apparently, he got kicked in practice, and that has like caused a calf strain or some issue with his calf, kept him out of the last game. However, they're saying now he's back in training.
Okay.
The game on Thursday, U.S. has already won the group, so that game is kind of irrelevant. But
they're going to roll him out there.
They might run him out there for 20 or 30 minutes just to get some like fitness back, to get him back into playing before the next game, which will actually be much more important. Also, for those of you who are Crew fans, Max Arfston has not gotten into a game, I don't believe yet, for the U.S. national team, but he's on the team. This might be a game he gets into because they'll want to play some of the guys who are backups to get them some run before they have the bigger games, you know, just to make sure they're in match shape as well. So you might see Max Arfston play on Thursday.
Okay.
So there's your little local tie there. I love that I introduced you to both Christian Pulisic and Pulisic. Red cards in the last like 10 minutes.
They run up to you, put it in your face.
Oh, they do.
He's reaching.
They go right. Oh, because they keep it in the back pocket. The yellow card is up in the shirt pocket. When they go to that, you're like, oh, okay. It's good.
When they
go to the back pocket, it's like, oh, watch out. This guy's getting thrown out of the game.
I wish all broadcasts was like how soccer broadcasts are.
Oh, dude. I don't even bother watching. No offense to the English language broadcasters who are doing it. They're all doing a great job, I'm sure, on Fox. But like, if you want to hear stuffy Brits talking about it, like that's who a lot of the Fox broadcasters are. I want to hear the Spanish broadcast because of the gigantic goal calls. Like that's, for me, that's the best. The one, like they had one yesterday. It was Andres Cantor, who's like one of the, he's probably the greatest of all time. But the way he calls a Messi, Lionel Messi, when he has the ball, all that this guy does is goes, Messi, 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 yes, Messi, Messi, goal. Like it's just messy, messy, messy goal.
And I love it.
I can't get enough of it. But again, I'm a soccer guy, so that's my thing. Did we ever update the poll? Did anybody get interested in the NBA draft tonight?
That's fine now.
Because the last time we checked, we asked, are you interested in the NBA draft? 85% of you said no.
It is.
We're still in that area.
Okay.
Yes. 84.4% no, 15.6% yes.
This makes me so sad.
I'm sorry, Reimer. Hey, you know what? We've asked, like, are you watching World Cup games? And it hasn't been quite this bad, but it was like 50% yes and then a varying degrees of no on all the other
ones. Yeah. There's just so many fun storylines to follow. And now Dusty May getting the job the night before the draft. So, like, what's Dallas going to do? Likely a Michigan guy. And then the Bucks now have an extra pick in the lottery. What are they going to do?
Zadé Mara going to be there at 9? Maybe they just pick Michigan big right there.
I don't. He might go sooner than that.
Yeah, that's
honest.
What I'm wondering. Yeah.
Maybe Yaxel.
Oh, see? Yaxel. There you go. Pair him up with Cooper Flagg.
That'd be nasty.
Yeah. All right. We'll hit the buzzer next. T-Bone and Tyvis on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Still seeing some major slowdowns over on the east side of Columbus. By Reynoldsburg, a heads up here, a 19-minute delay after two incidents really affecting 70 in that westbound direction. The first thing's going to be a disabled vehicle, 70 westbound. That right lane is blocked just passing Bryce Road. The other incident, not too far away, as I mentioned, a crash, 70 westbound passing State Route 256. That right lane is also blocked, folks. Get off 70 and just take 40 East Broad Street to head, especially downtown. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan traffic.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Both of these men love the Browns. Also, both of these men hate the Browns. If you know, you know. This is T-Bone and Tybus.
Finally got somebody in here that's going to help T-Bone with his soccer takes because Eric Reeser from Bishop and Friends also watches a ton of soccer. None of us.
Gentlemen?
None of us in
a
here.
A ton of soccer.
That's not a ton of soccer. That's not an accurate statement at all.
Ton of soccer.
I've watched a lot of World Cup soccer, but outside of that, sir.
I didn't know who Christian Pulisic was.
Okay. Well, I know who that is. It's all right. But I think
I just learned that a red card, they put the card in your face.
Well, that's I do enjoy watching how dramatic they get with the red card, yeah. With the card presentation, and then the player acting like, I've never done anything wrong in my life.
Oh,
what
yeah.
the hell are you talking yeah. about?
Right.
He's reaching. It. You. You out.
Could you imagine if they had that in the NFL? Like, if they just, if, like,
it's, do. It's called the targeting rule.
Well, no, but, like, I know we throw
Remember
flags.
Remember Bill Belichick, like, sassy?
Yes,
his challenge flag.
Yes, his
out there?
Sassy challenge
I do
flag
think
throw.
Officials should just chuck the yellow flags at players.
Well,
you!
Didn't that happen once with a Browns player? Was it
accidentally?
Yeah, where it hit him in the eye and he ended up suing the league, I feel like. Yeah,
what?
Yeah, this was a long time ago. I feel like it was
Orlando. They threw a challenge. All right, threw a.
That's workplace
harassment.
I feel
like his name was Orlando. I cannot remember his last name, but he got hit in the face because a ref was trying to throw a flag, just throwing it, right? And he happened to throw it in the pathway. It hit him in the face mask, went to his eye, it missed his face mask, hit him in the eye, and then he had some kind of like eye issue. I'm pretty sure because he got. Yeah, in another one of those only the Browns type of moments, a guy had to miss time because he got hit in the face with a like flag. And I feel like he got mad at the ref and then got in trouble for it. And they didn't realize it was because the flag hit him in the face and he was pissed off. Anyway, yeah.
So Orlando Brown got hit in the right eye by a penalty flag.
What year
in
was
1999.
Okay. See?
He was temporarily blinded.
Okay.
Jeff yes. Triplett.
Jeff Triplett. Yeah, that guy. I forgot about him.
Huh.
Oh, let him live.
The flag inflicted severe bleeding.
Yes.
And Brown pushed the ref in a fit of rage.
Because on the video, they're like, oh, he shoved the ref. How dare you? It's like, but he threw a flag in his face.
So he got $20 million from the NFL.
Yes. See?
Did he have to pay a fine?
He did not.
Well, if he did, it got rescinded because they gave him $20 million. Like, I mean, he had legit issues.
But if the fine was worth
it. But only the Browns could have a guy where it's like, oh, yeah, he went partially blind because a ref threw a flag in his face. Like,
and he went and played for the Ravens.
I'm sitting here looking at Bill Belichick throw the flag in the ring.
Where he just holds it, holds it, holds it.
You had to have the stance as well.
Oh, Bill Belichick.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a tease there, you know, where he was just holding it and you're like, is he gonna do it? And he finally does. That's it.
Reese, are you AJ DeBance or Darren Peterson guy, number one pick?
Well, I guess it depends on who's picking, right?
Washington.
If you're Darren Peterson.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, no.
If you're Utah, DeBanza.
Here's my question.
Because you already have Ace Bailey?
No. But they got Jaren Jackson. Well,
Utah is Jaren Jackson, correct?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Lauri Markkanen, for whatever it's worth.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't they need it? Never mind.
Well, it's hard to remember who Utah has.
I got to look at the roster.
It's hard to remember who Utah has because they get into a third quarter of a game where they're leading by 20 and then they bench all those guys.
They also had Kevin Love last season. Did you remember that?
Utah Jazz had Kevin Love.
I don't know if he's, I think he's a free agent come whenever NBA free agency begins.
I feel like Utah need Peterson.
I think he will help any team he goes to. I just feel like all DeBanza has to do is drive 20 minutes up the road.
What's Ace Bailey play, the two or the three?
He's like a four. It's like a three or a four.
So Jaren Jackson going to play the five?
He's going to play the four, and Walker Kessler is going to play the five.
This is why it's 84%, right, dude?
I was just going to say, all of our audience is like, oh, yeah, it's good. Utah Jazz roster rotation.
So because
this is exactly what I tuned in for.
Really unfamiliar with the particulars of the NBA draft, Reimer's going to join Bishop and Friends at 11:30.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Because we're also all wondering, like, what the hell is going on? For whatever it's worth, the Cavs pick at 29.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Who's going to be left?
Any idea they might take?
No. Bruce Thornton.
Hey, that'd be awesome.
He'll be available. He'll be available at 29.
I'd love to see that. I do hope Bruce goes somewhere tonight. That would be cool. I hope he does.
Don't do that.
It might be.
Probably going to be.
Well, Jaylen Brown was asked if China offered you $400 million, he'd said, learn Mandarin, buddy.
Hey, man.
respect it.
$400 million? Yeah.
I think Jaylen Brown's the real winner of yesterday.
No kidding.
He doesn't have to go play in Milwaukee, and he can stay in Boston unless they trade him to Portland. Then he's a loser.
I thought they were trying to do a three-team.
They were. They didn't.
Wouldn't get to go
they
to
still,
Milwaukee.
Didn't I see that they still technically could sweeten it? I thought there was something there where they said there, the structure of the deal is open enough where they
yeah, I don't think the ink's dry, or I don't even think ink's been put down.
But it's not going to be the
Celtics. Here's what we agree to.
You can't do that. You can't go back on. Well, Max Crosby and them did it, didn't he? I guess that's the thing to do.
You can do that, actually. Yeah.
I mean, he got to pass a physical. He can always fail the physical.
Yeah. So there you go.
Trades void it.
Could you imagine if Giannis fails his physical?
Oh, God, that would be hilarious. That would be hilarious. What would you do then?
You can't trade him because he can't pass the physical.
See if he can pass a physical in Boston. See if there's doctors think
differently. No, they would have to just say, forget it. We don't take him despite the fact he don't pass the physical.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen. But yeah, NBA draft, like you said, you'll talk a little bit of that. What else you guys have on the docket?
No NBA draft talk with Dom Tabari. He'll join us at 10:30.
I actually would pay money to listen to that draft conversation. I would enjoy that.
Would
very
you?
Much so. Yes, of course.
Just like lighting money on fire.
You gonna talk to the Guardians? We lost to the White Sox.
Yes.
You gonna talk?
So I watched that game, but I don't think anybody else on the show watched it.
It's okay. Sorry,
I don't think
I didn't watch it.
And I think I fewer the people.
It's sad that the it's come to this.
Is it? What do you mean?
Like, it's like the last man standing now. Like, it's winning the division is the division's terrible this year.
Division's been terrible for a lot of years.
Yeah, that's true.
But partially why the Guardians have been able to win it without spending money. This is why that worked.
Last year was exciting because we was on the outside looking in, and it took an all-time collapse by Detroit for them to win it. And like, it was just kind of crazy.
The Guardians did not win it really on their merit. They won it more so on the Tigers collapsing.
They
sure did.
Yeah. All right. So,
we'll do that. Real Truth at 10 o'clock. I'm trying to think. Giannis fallout. A little bit of it. It's a little bit of a lot. It's a potpourri
hodgepodge
of sports.
There you go.
Today on Bishop and Friends, 9 to noon.
Right here on the fan.
We might. Now you're good.
Shove it down your throat.
It's time for the buzzer.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
I know as soon as I
didn't want to tease this.
Sorry about
but
that.
I guess I will. We might do a House of the Dragon review.
Oh, there you go.
I watched it yesterday, but I'm not enthusiastic about it. I don't particularly care for it.
Matty Ice for
all the characters are stupid, and they all deserve to be killed the way one character was killed in the first episode of the third season.
There you go. Perfect.
Maybe.
Get more, see?
Man.
More of that coming up. Bishop and Friends, 9 to noon right here on The Fan. I did see that Jake Ballard, former Buckeye, working on a passion project by dads for dads. It's called Hey Dad, mobile app designed for fathers to record video and audio messages of themselves, sharing advice and memories to pass down to their children. You can record these messages to be sent at milestone moments like birthdays, graduations, or weddings. The app keeps them locked safely away until the big moment arrives. Very cool idea by Jake Ballard. But yeah, I saw that in the Dispatch today, that hoping to leave a legacy for dads out there. Pretty cool stuff to announce around the time of Father's Day. It was a couple days ago, but very cool stuff there. That's it for us. Have a good rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow. Steve-O and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Over towards the southeast side of Columbus right now, we are seeing a crash on 70 westbound passing Kelton Avenue. This is right as you're heading downtown, right before that 70 and 71 split. That right shoulder is blocked. You're down to about 47 miles per hour when it comes to your delays on this Tuesday. Also, a heads up for our drivers heading 670 eastbound towards places like the airport. The right lane is still blocked for some repairs. Just passing 62 West or 5th Avenue. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan traffic.